Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran has fired on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz, damaging the vessel, complicating efforts to get the U.S. and Iran together in Pakistan for talks on ending the war. The attack came after President Trump indefinitely extended the Iran ceasefire to give Tehran time to draft a unified proposal ahead of possible negotiations.
Now that so many of Iran's top leaders are dead, the question of who's in charge there is a real one, making the job of diplomacy that much more difficult. It's probably a little early to gauge the impact of the president's latest move, but the immediate signs from Tehran are not positive. An advisor to the Speaker of Parliament and lead negotiator, Mohammed Bakr Ghalibaf, said Mr. Trump was buying time for another surprise attack. A military spokesman repeated a warning that Iran was going to strike back if that happened.
The BBC's Paul Adams. By a slim margin, Virginia voters have approved a congressional redistricting map. It could help the Democrats win control of the U.S. House in November. The redrawn map boosts the Democrats' chances of capturing four additional congressional seats in the midterm elections. State Republican leaders hope the Virginia Supreme Court will intervene, undoing what they argue is an unconstitutional process and one that will disenfranchise millions of Virginians. Southern Poverty Law Center indicted on federal fraud charges. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the SPLC improperly paid informants to infiltrate what it has labeled extremist groups without disclosing the payments to donors. Quoting the center CEO Brian Fair, we are outraged by the false allegations levied against SPLC. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far in positive territory. Dow futures up 253 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 216. The S&P futures up 45. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Progressive knows that for business owners, vacations hit different. But hey, at least you finally took a vacation. And look at that. You only answered 53 calls, 84 emails, onboarded one new hire, and covered for Chris while he's out on paternity leave, and you did it all from a kayak. Because you, my friend, know how to relax. All right, you may not know how to take a day off, but you do know both your personal and business auto insurance needs can be covered in one place with Progressive. So at least that's relaxing, right? Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Early delay on the Capitol Beltway heading towards Montgomery County. Already we're backed up at New Hampshire Avenue. There was a wreck about 15 minutes ago on the outer loop near Georgia Avenue. It looks like it may have cleared because the pace right there has gotten better down the hill towards the Mormon Temple and through there. But the early backup is already there at New Hampshire Avenue. We'll keep an eye on it, see if it clears. But in the meantime, an early 10-minute delay through there. A little busy already southbound, but nothing major at the Harbor. Most had a fire call overnight in the city. They're wrapping up now at Patterson Park Avenue at Oliver Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with some light rain showers early. After that, it's going to be much milder this afternoon with highs close to 70. Tonight, partly cloudy and milder with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. We've got sunshine on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in White Marsh, 51 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. The suspect wanted for a gas station shooting in Howard County has been arrested. Police say 46-year-old Shantae Lachey O'Donnell of Virginia was taken into custody in another state on unrelated charges.
charges. O'Donnell allegedly shot and wounded a Shell station attendant on Cradle Rock Way in Columbia during an attempted robbery Saturday night. Police say O'Donnell will be served with multiple Howard County charges in the coming days, and more information will be released at that time. And police have released the names of the victim and suspect in a Westminster murder-suicide. Investigators believe 57-year-old Laura Schessler shot her former husband, 60-year-old Craig Schessler, then turned the gun on herself. Police were called to the home on East Main Street shortly before 10 a.m. Sunday, and when officers entered the home, they found both parties dead. Westminster police assumed control of the investigation with assistance from the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 300, the pick four, 9030. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Welcome back, and wow, Vinny, we're celebrating 9 incredible years together on WCBM, helping local families with their real estate dreams.
Yeah, Sean, it's been a huge honor. 9 years right here, 23 years total, helping thousands of families sell fast and for top dollar. The key to our success is that I understand every seller situation is different. My guarantees and programs give sellers options, including multiple cash offers, 100% of market value, or my trusted guaranteed sale program where I'll sell your home or I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame you agree to. Or maybe you need to sell and stay for up to 12 months. With my 12,000 plus buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold.
9 years of guarantees on WCBM. Just a phone call or text will get you started. 410-709-7515.
410-709-7515. VinnyStio.com. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, and they are my guys. Well, a walk-off with a wild pitch dooms the Orioles.
Here comes Garcia. Nobody's covering home. The Royals win.
Wow.
On a wild pitch.
Ryan Lefebvre had it on Royals TV as Ryan Helsley's pitch bounced in the dirt, blocked by Adley Rutschman back into the field of play, and Garcia sped past as the Royals snap an 8-game losing streak, 6-5 over the Birds in Kansas City. After the game, manager Albernez on his closer.
Yeah, that was tough. Obviously very uncharacteristic of Helsley. It was tough to watch. He still competed, you know. Yeah, it was tough. He just didn't have the feel for pretty much anything today.
Helsley's first loss of the year. Adley Rutschman came off the injured list for Baltimore last night and smacked a two-run shot in the eighth that gave the Orioles a short-lived 5-4 lead. Ravens getting some good news, potentially. Defensive tackle Nnamdi Madubuike underwent neck surgery last week, leaving doctors to believe that the two-time Pro Bowler will be able to play this year. The team's pass rush suffered without Madubuike in there last year, going from second in the NFL in sacks in 24 with him to 30th without. Coming up in 30 minutes, the injury news, however, not so good on Jackson Holiday. And that is Steinland Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, April the 22nd, 2026. I am Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, the Preakness rights have been sold to Churchill Downs. What does that mean? Virginia passing the redistricting scheme narrowly yesterday. And it's a lesson for Republicans, once again, about misplaced priorities. But our top story here today, we ask the question, is Maryland a lost cause? Longtime resident, Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker, believes it is. And he says when his term ends this December, he'll not be renewing his lease and mortgages and so on and so forth. He's getting out of town. Moving to North Carolina.
You know, Wes Moore and the Democrats in the General Assembly, you've won. I'm leaving.
He's running up the white flag and said, I'm leaving. And he says he's leaving because Maryland is just, it's a goner.
Essentially, the way I see it, Maryland's kind of a lost cause at this point.
And what are those issues that have led him to this determination?
It's more criminal coddling legislation that we see emanating from Annapolis every single year. They were just telltale signs that Maryland's lost.
And the fact it's lost, it's become more woke, it's more expensive. You know, again, you can go right down the laundry list, and he does have a point on many of these issues.
So Maryland has gotten progressively more woke every single year. Their fiscal policies are awful. They're taxing people to death. Car registration fees are through the roof. And, you know, this most recent session in Annapolis was really, you know, sealed my fate and has hastened my departure. Maryland's now become a sanctuary state. Even after jacking up taxes to the tune of, what, $1.6 billion last year, we're still looking at a structural deficit next year.
Yeah, of at least $3 billion, maybe on its way to $4 billion by the year 2032. And Shoemaker was asked by Fox 45, what's your message to the governor and the Maryland General Insane Asylum?
I think that they need to take a strong and hard look at their policies, because I'm not the only one. People are leaving in droves. And it's sad.
Well, as we talked to Sally Taylor yesterday, this is intentional. This is Obama foreshadowed this back in 2008 when he said we're 5 days away from transforming America. This is part of the transformation that we're seeing here in Maryland, that we're seeing last night in Virginia. Of course, Shoemaker says he won't change his mind. He's leaving, and that is for certain.
No, because we keep electing the type of folks that we elect here in Maryland. And they set spending policy, they set immigration policy, they set all the, you know, fees and taxes, all those things which are absolutely driving me out.
All right, so there you have it. That's the Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker saying he's out. Maryland's a lost cause. Do you agree or disagree with Haven Shoemaker? Is Maryland a lost cause? Is Maryland worth fighting for? Is there any hope left here in the state of Maryland? We'll talk about it and get you my thoughts here in just a second. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning. The wreck that we had reported around 540 on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway around Georgia Avenue apparently corrected itself. It's much better now from New Hampshire Avenue over through there, but backed up a little bit at New Hampshire Avenue, but the pace has picked up. So it looks like barring any new problems now, we'll be up to just the normal heavy traffic moving eventually over to the Mormon Temple and with the lanes open. Been watching this traffic this morning at the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And again, there's a slowdown. The right tube is just going right on through. The left tube is a little bit slow, and it's been slow off and on for the last half an hour or so. Nothing in the tunnel southbound, just heavy traffic, and already a little bit slow. 95 near the Keith Avenue ramp, 895 is running okay. 695 looks good, and JFX right now, no problems at all. Very nice between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. Light rain showers are possible. More mild highs in the low 70s. Overnight temps in the low 50s. Tomorrow sunny, upper 70s. Friday, mid 70s, cooling down a little bit over the weekend with a chance of rain on Sunday. Right now, cloudy 50 in Annapolis. It's 47 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. The conflict with Iran has boosted the cost of energy, food, and now condoms. Apparently, are on the rise. So does this mean
the rise?
Does that this mean that the Iran war is now a Trojan war? Just saying. Man is suing Disney World for $50,000, alleging he was bitten by bed bugs while staying at the park.
Uh oh.
Yeah. And here's the, we always thought that the country bear jamboree was the most annoying animal act, but that would be bad, right? Bed bugs, $50,000. Apple CEO Tim Cook has stepped down. The new CEO is John Ternus. And no big deal. This is another Apple update, right? You just go ahead, scroll down, and click agree, and everything will be fine. There's a temple in India, in the Himalayan mountains, and it is one of the holiest Hindu temples. And they're requiring visitors that go there to drink cow urine. Yes.
They say
it's really bad Pinot Grigio. I don't know. I guess it must be some kind of initiation rite.
That's quite the initiation rite.
Well, we'll skip over the Himalayans there.
Come out of there all pissed off.
Exactly. It's been confirmed that Lady Gaga will appear in The Devil Wear Prada 2.
Oh, yay.
Well, who knew that Prada made a dress out of meat?
Oh, yeah, the meat dress.
Remember the meat dress?
Sure.
Okay. That was a long time ago.
Quite the statement. I have no idea what she wanted to state, but quite the statement of...
Yeah, we lost a couple of rock and roll stars, pop singing stars over the weekend. Dave Mason, who was the founding member of Traffic with Stevie Winwood. Mm-hmm. Dave passed away Sunday at the age of 79, had a successful solo career, had toured for years until falling ill about a couple of years ago. Here's a little montage of some of his best-known songs.
Well, you're feeling all right. I'm not feeling to go myself.
Disagree hit was his biggest hit. Hit number 12 in 1977. Dave Mason dead at the age of 79. And we lost on one of the Osmond brothers. Alan Osmond, the eldest of the singing Osmond brothers, died on Monday. He was 76 years of age. He had battled MS for years. Here he is commenting on how the whole act began, along with Andy Williams.
You know, the family started out performing, known as the Osmond Brothers Boys Quartet. There were four of us.
They did one show from Disneyland. I was doing a variety show at NBC.
Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Osmond Brothers.
Well, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff.
Sound like the chipmunks here. And the,
I was just going to say.
Didn't they sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Alvin!
All right, here you go, Maggie. Can you name the four Osmond brothers?
Wayne, Merrill, Alan, Jay, Donnie. And don't forget Jimmy and Marie. And
yes.
The two deaf ones, Tommy and Verl.
Oh, there it is. Oh,
don't
man. She hit that
Osmonds.
One out of the park.
Don't
wow.
mess with my Osmonds.
The Osmonds. Wayne died last year at the stroke at the age of 73. So just a few left now of the singing Osmonds. Very talented group. But they did sound like the Chipmunks here.
They really did.
Three Maryland suburbs have been named among the nation's burnout belts. What's a burnout belt? Well, it is these are commuter areas. Burnout isn't driven by the job itself, but everything wrapped up around it. Stop and start traffic, unpredictable delays. Which do you think, Mr. Traffic Guru, which areas of Maryland are burnout belts?
Prince George's County, Montgomery County.
Yeah, this is weird. They say Frederick, Bethesda, and the D.C. Metro, all in that yeah. part of Maryland.
Yeah, you know, Frederick now, it used to be when you came down 270 in the morning, you really didn't get anything until
right.
you got to Germantown and down through there. And now it's almost every day right after I-70, there's something on 270 southbound.
Yeah, so that's a burnout belt. Also, they say Ellicott City has become a burnout belt. Mm-hmm. For some strange reason. And Severna Park and Annapolis, also the two of those. But,
yeah, same thing.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit. We'll talk about that gridlock. There's, again, the Trump administration is suggesting a private, what's called a private public partnership, the P3 agreement with Maryland and Virginia to help these gridlock spots of 695, 495, American Legion Bridge, et cetera. And apparently working in Virginia so far, but we'll see if
some Maryland... of those roads down there are 12 lanes wide.
Yeah, and some of them are built and managed, but with private money.
Mm-hmm.
And so the partnership is that a company comes in, invests with the state, and helps to build it, and then they run it, they operate it, and then they get part of the revenue from it. And it's apparently working in Virginia. It's working in Georgia as well. So we'll see if it happens here
that
in Maryland.
Story about the Chinese building an interstate, 26-mile interstate in 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. We can't get I-95 or Route 24 done, and they've been out there for 6 years.
Fix a damn pothole.
It's a good point. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. So do you believe Maryland is a lost cause, or is it worth fighting for? 410-922-6680 is the number. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. You'll get your thoughts coming up in just a moment.
Man, awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Minor buildup, just beginning. Outer loop as you're moving south of 795. That will continue to fill in from 795 down through Frederick Road. The inner loop at Greenspring is still okay. Nothing major for the traffic on the northeast side. And again, we're looking at some heavy traffic going into both the harbor tunnels. And right now, 95 is starting to see a little more traffic there from the top of the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp at 895 now. Just looking, yeah, 895 now is beginning to slow near O'Donnell Street. Let me just see if it's back. Not quite back to Eastern Avenue. So 5 minutes on 895 and maybe about 3 to 5 minutes southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, light showers possible, mild, low 70s, the expected high. And right now we're cloudy, 47 in Reisterstown and 52 and windy in Ocean City. So Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker says he's leaving the state. Maryland is a lost cause. He cited a number of issues. You can see those on our Save the State petition at our website, WCBM.com. And again, we just there's a headline in this morning's Sun paper that says that electric bills are going up this summer due to the PGM and the uncertain data center required. So again, we're getting hammered on all sides here in the state of Maryland. The question here is Maryland a lost cause? Is it worth fighting for? Because the more people who leave Maryland, the less people that we have here to fight for it. And it doesn't help that we have a very weak Maryland Republican Party that isn't able to mount a consistent fight against against the Democrats. So your thoughts? I know Kristen wanted to weigh in.
Absolutely. You know, as a Carroll Countyan, I don't think this is helpful at all. Again, much like Delegate Boucher giving up in the Maryland General Assembly. Obviously, the things he's saying about Maryland and how he's diagnosing it are not incorrect, obviously, as we talk about every morning. But this is not how you do it. And even if you are going to move out and retire, which is his right, I don't know why you would declare this. I mean, we're sort of in a war. So I don't know why you would want to publicly declare this is unwinnable and you bring down everybody's morale and there's nothing else you can do. This is also someone who's had a lot of power. He has been in some public office for decades in Carroll County. So I don't know. Sometimes at a certain point you have to ask, what have you been doing? A lot of us don't have a voice, but he has had a voice. And if he didn't think that he was making a difference, you know, every time he's ever run for a race, he's ran a pretty strong race against somebody. You know, maybe you should step aside. So, you know, some of this stuff, you know, obviously there are people that like him because he's won and he's been in a lot of offices. But I also know a lot of other Carroll County business owners that have not liked Mr. Shoemaker and have felt harassed by him. They felt like they end up getting put out of business. I know that in some cases as state's attorney, in cases where business owners were broken into their businesses by juveniles and they had to take care of it themselves, the business owner was charged by Mr. Shoemaker instead of him bringing charges against the juvenile criminals. So who does that sound like? I mean, that sounds like what's going on in Baltimore all the time with Democrats. So when we have Republicans that are acting like Democrats half the time, and they say, well, we can't do anything, we're going to have to leave. So again, it kind of comes back to, for me, what, you know, you're always calling, do we have a true opposition party?
Right.
I understand the numbers here. I know we are outnumbered, but the Republicans, either they don't do anything or they get in office and they hog seats and they don't let anybody else get in and try something new, and then they declare, well, there's nothing we can do. So that's my issue. Sometimes I feel like Republicans are almost just as responsible for the state is in as Democrats, and what annoys me.
I would completely agree on that, because number one, you look at the federal level, you look at John Thune and the rest of the rhinos that aren't fighting. Trump has had to show them how to fight. There are a few fighters, a few warriors, but there are very few of them in leadership anyway that are willing to fight. And here the same thing is in the state of Maryland. We have very few in leadership willing to fight and lead the path and show the way. And then look, I understand if it's a financial decision, you need to retire, you need to leave the state. I respect that, because a lot of people are doing that. But when you are in a position of leadership, position of power, as you point out, when you're a state's attorney, I mean, when you run up the white flag like that, that is doubly, I think, depressing for a lot of Marylanders who are going to look at, well, if he's giving up, look at him. He's in a position where he can make a difference, and he's proclaiming Maryland is a lost cause. Look, a lot of us want to stay here and fight. I'm going to be fighting as long as I'm going to be in this state. And I look at my children here, my grandchildren here. I want to stay here. And so I'm not going to give up the fight. But at the same time, it makes it difficult when you have a very weak Republican Party.
And if he felt that way, why for decades has he asked for citizens' votes and their money? And then not only that, now is he, I mean, at least he's going to finish his term under, like, Boucher, but, like, or at least he's doing the job, I guess. But you know, that's such a waste. And why are you going to poison the well on that? You know, well, I asked you to vote for me. I was going to make a difference. Now I'm going to leave. And I'm going to poison the well and depress everybody on the way out. I just think that's disgraceful.
All right. Your calls are certainly welcome. 410-922-6680. We'll get to those on the other side of the news. 1-800-WCBM-680. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. Again, if you're having some pain in the joints, some stiff joints, achiness in those joints, your knees, your ankles, your elbows, your shoulders, your hips, whatever they are, then of course Rescue has a natural supplement with no side effects. Instead of reaching for those NSAIDs, the Aleves and some of the other things out there, you know, the ibuprofens of the world, Rescue Glyco Plus is all natural. It's made from the green-lipped mussel. That's the extract, along with some UC2 collagen, and it works. It's worked for me for years. I had a football injury for years, my left knee, that really bothered me. Started taking Glyco Plus about 10 years or so ago, and I wake up every morning, no stiffness, no pain, no achiness in my joint at all, and I think it'll help you as well. So call right now. Buy one, get one free. Glyco Plus at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you can go online and order today at res-q.com. It's 6:30. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A Perry Hall man has been sentenced following a conviction for threatening to execute Baltimore County Councilman David Marks. David Roars allegedly began the threats with a voicemail in November of 2024, and he was arrested a year later. On Tuesday, a Baltimore County judge sentenced Roars to 3 years behind bars with all but 18 months suspended. According to the banner, he is receiving credit for 148 days served, and during the court appearance, he expressed remorse. Councilman Marks was in the courtroom and delivered a victim impact statement. And Brandon Scott's chief of staff wants Baltimore's Ethics and Inspector General Oversight Boards to review a message posted by IG Isabel Cumming. J.D. Merrill sent a letter to the boards condemning the politically charged content after a Facebook post featuring an AI image of the mayor with luxury items, cash, jewelry, and a headline saying exposed. The post was linked to a video questioning some spending in the mayor's office. Merrill says the online content was vile, racist, and caricatural. Earlier this year, Cumming filed a lawsuit accusing the city of undermining the independence of her office and blocking access to key records. MDTA police officers and state police partnered for an initiative targeting dangerous driving in and around work zones on 95 and the Beltway in Baltimore and Harford counties. During Monday's high visibility operation, law enforcement conducted 103 traffic stops and issued a combined 174 citations and warnings. Police also arrested one driver who was wanted on an open warrant. The safety initiative coincided with National Work Zone Awareness Week, which runs through April 24th. And Fox 45 reports that nearly 24 years after Michelle Rust disappeared from Baltimore County, police have arrested her husband and charged him with murder after a grand jury indictment. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels now southbound, a little more than a 5-minute delay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and we're up to about 7 maybe 10 minutes now at the old Harbor Tunnel. So the morning delays begin. No incidents right now. No accidents. No broken down vehicles. But the morning backups are there. Beltway is filling in quickly on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Already 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. Already very slow through I-70. Getting better after Frederick Road. Just made a quick swing through Annapolis. No complaints. Bay Bridge is clear. We're okay at Route 50 at Ritchie Highway. The Severn River Bridge, I-97 southbound, still in the clear. It's early. Southbound, we're open at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with some light rain showers early. After that, it's going to be much milder this afternoon with highs close to 70. Tonight, partly cloudy and milder with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. We've got sunshine on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, again, the good, the bad, and the ugly all rolled into one last night for Baltimore as the Birds keep taking one step forward and one step back. The good was the return of Adley Rutschman.
4-3 Kansas City of the eighth. Adley drives the ball. Deep left center field. Adley Rutschman, welcome back! In his first game off the injured list, Rutschman rocks a go-ahead two-run homer.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Rutschman's two-run shot gave the Birds a 5-4 lead in the top of the eighth. The bad, Rico Garcia finally giving up a hit.
There's a high drive, deep to right field. Not only is it a hit, it's a homer, and it ties the game.
We just jinxed him.
Ryan Lefebvre and the former Oriole Rex Hudler had the call on Royals TV. Michael Massey's solo blast off Garcia tied it at five, bottom of the eighth. And then the ugly, a fundamental breakdown in the bottom of the ninth.
Here comes Garcia. Nobody's covering home.
Wow.
On a wild pitch.
The 6-5 loss leaves the Birds with a bitter taste going into this afternoon's rubber match, especially after the team's comeback win Monday night. After the game, manager Albernaz on his closer in the bottom of the ninth.
Obviously very uncharacteristic of Helsey. It was tough to watch. He still competed, you know. Yeah, it was tough. He just didn't have the feel for pretty much anything today.
Quick turnaround for a 2:10 p.m. game this afternoon with Chris Bassett on the hill for Baltimore. Meanwhile, Jackson Holliday's recovery from hammock bone surgery took a left turn last night. The Orioles second baseman was removed from his rehab game with AAA Norfolk after experiencing right-hand discomfort. Holliday was in his first game back with the Tides after wrist soreness forced the Orioles to put his rehab assignment on hold last week. On the other hand, the no pun intended, the injury news on Nnamdi Matabike is more promising. Successful neck surgery last week and could resume playing next year. That's welcome news, of course, in Owings Mills, but it doesn't affect GM Eric DaCosta's draft day decision-making.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me very much. I think if we have the chance to draft a great defensive tackle, of course we will.
Those comments made by DaCosta in February at the Player Combine. NBA playoffs last night. Philly evens its series with the Celtics at 111-97 at the Garden. The Lakers take a 2-0 lead on the Rockets. The time now is 6:37. When we return, whatever happened to the Oriole way?
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
So, I don't know if you saw the play last night, the game-ending play. In defense of Ryan Helsley, and I know the announcer, we just heard him say that no one covered the plate on the wild pitch. It would have been tough for Helsley to get there in time anyway, because Garcia was basically, he's fast, and he was off and running.
Right.
But your point about, and we talked about this off-air, your point about whatever happened in the Oriole way is well taken. Because all these errors by the pitchers, Blaze Alexander got turned around and said, we don't even have a center fielder right now.
No.
And I wonder what Cal thinks when he comes to the park and he sits in the front row and he watches what the Orioles are doing this year.
Yeah, and you know, with, I just remember Cal Senior. Of course,
he was the Oriole way.
He would instill the importance of making sure pitchers covered their bases. You had backup folks in case of overthrows. You had to hit the cutoff man. You know, you had positioning. Cal Junior was just great at positioning himself. He wasn't the fastest guy, but he was always in great position, knowing what pitch was coming up, knowing the hitters. I mean, it just seems like that's all lost art right now, and you can see this team has got talent. They can pitch and they can hit. They just, it looks like they can't field.
Right. What we all see when we go to the baseball game is offense. We see the batters in the batter's box, and we understand that what that is. But there's so much to the defense. It's like a machine. Every player on the team that's on the field has a job to do when the Orioles are in a defensive position. Like you say, backing up, making sure the cutoff man is lined up. The pitcher has a job to do. And a lot of that is just not being done now by the Birds.
That's the little thing. And maybe they can correct it. It just, you know, again, it's a lot of this is supposed to be done in spring ball, and apparently they came out of spring and just didn't have that Oriole way. Maybe they don't teach it anymore.
Well, Albernez mentioned in the spring training that development is messy, so they were trying to install some new things for the Orioles. But right now, it's very messy, and what we have is a team that, you know, it's like I said, one step forward, one step back.
Right.
The high of Monday night, the low of last night,
and that's going to happen when you make small mistakes like that in Major League Baseball.
Absolutely. Right.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We are asking, as Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker said, he's leaving the state. He's out. He says Maryland is a lost cause. If you agree or disagree, let's go to Tom in Carroll County, Westminster. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, sir. Sir, a couple of years ago, I went to the county tax office to pay my property taxes, and I argued that they were too high. I spoke to somebody behind the counter about it, and the woman looked at me and she said, and I quote, "Mr. Smith, you can afford it." I went and looked at her screen, and she had my last year's income tax return right there on her screen. And I said, "I'm going to sue you people if you don't really reduce my taxes." She called a supervisor, and on the spot, they reduced my taxes to my property 25%.
Wow.
I cannot believe how many tens of thousands of dollars I must have been ripped off before I decided to fight it.
Well, there's an appeal process, I know that, but again, so that's unusual that the way that they reduced your taxes, but normally you got to file, you got to have, you know, comparables that you've got to submit. I mean, I've fought mine every year and lost every time, so that's at the state level and through Baltimore County, but maybe Carroll County does it differently, I don't know, but you're right. A lot of us just pay it and grin and bear it when we really should be fighting it as much as we can. And Tom,
absolutely.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the call and your sharing your story with us. Steven Jarrettsville, are we a lost cause?
Thanks, guys. It's a total lost cause. Let me start out with the General Assembly here. It's nothing but a bunch of young liberal kids that are running this state right now. They come out of these colleges and they're indoctrinated. They have no clue about the hard realities of life that we got to deal with. And it's getting worse and worse. It used to be, and you guys remember, it used to be kind of Baltimore City, Prince George's County, Montgomery County. That was pretty much contained in there with this liberal wokeness. But it definitely has spread into Baltimore County. It's spread into Howard County, Anne Arundel County, Frederick County. And it's getting worse and worse. I definitely believe it's a total lost cause. I couldn't agree with the man more. How do you guys feel?
Look, it's definitely heading in that direction. I'm not willing to give up the fight yet. I just think we need fighters, and hopefully we can recruit some fresh blood. And we got at least somewhat of a hope this year. It's a gubernatorial election year, and we have some. I think Ed Hale's a fighter. I think John Myrick, Dan Cox are all fighters. Question is, which one is going to carry the torch here beyond June 23rd? Steve, thanks so much for the call. But I understand what you're saying. saying right now we need people in the General Assembly. We at least have to try to prevent them from becoming a supermajority. That should be the first step, number one. That's even more important than winning back the governor's mansion, God forbid. We got to stop the ability for the Democrats to run roughshod over the minority. Brian is in Bel Air. Good morning, Brian. Oh, hold on, Brian.
Good morning.
Hang on just a second. I'll get to you right in a moment or so. We've got traffic. I lost my place on the clock there. I got so impassioned over that rant.
Yeah, okay.
6:43. And, of course, I got Chuck, you know, and he's very distracting at times. But
like now?
It's a good thing we don't have a camera shot of you, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be nice.
All right.
You have to be from the waist up, that's for sure. Remember we were talking about Frederick County, and I said there's always something on 270 southbound. Well, they had a wreck southbound at Route 80, where we normally have a wreck for some reason in Urbana. That just cleared, but there's a little bit of a backup as you're coming south from I-70 on 270, eventually down towards Montgomery County. The backup now at 895 has gone back beyond Pulaski Highway. Everybody's open going into the tunnel, but we're backed up. And now that's a good 15-minute delay. 95 is still running at about 7 to 8 minutes, maybe a little bit more now as you're coming south on 95 after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. Light rain showers possible. Mild, low 70s. The expected high right now, 48 and cloudy in the city. 48 in Glen Burnie. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Butterball Johnson.
I can't compete with you physically. And you're no match for my brains.
Absolutely. A little bit of the food triangle there. All right, Brilla Pasta apparently has a Spotify list that lasts for the exact amount of time it takes to cook each type of pasta so you don't have to set a timer, huh?
Mm.
Here's their Brilla's Absolute Carbonara playlist ends to get exactly 11 minutes of cooking time.
Come and get your love.
I think it's a great idea. Instead of just having the timer, you know, count down and then beep, here you have, when the song is over, you know that your pasta's done.
Indeed.
I think it's that's good. It's just...
Redbone.
Yeah, Redbone, that's right. That was actually the Kings, Tribute Kings version of the song, but Redbone made it popular. You're absolutely right about that. A few students from Kansas High School rode to the prom in style. They were able to enlist the services of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
One of my buddies was like, can we rent this thing? And I was like, bro, what if we just ask about prom?
Right.
What if they take us? It's tomorrow. Like, that'd be insane.
Yeah. It was a little light bulb. And we were like, well, what time is prom? And from there, we checked our schedule, and we were able to make it happen. Hearing about prom, I mean, I have such special memories, like, with my high school experience with my prom. And knowing that we could add the weenie magic of the big dog to it, we figured it had to be done.
That's the driver of the Wienermobile. Her name, Maggie Dawson.
Wow. Oh,
so apparently Maggie's are really good at
driving
wiener.
Driving the wiener.
Exactly.
No.
It might be some work for you in the future.
Use a whip on that when you drive it? I'm just saying.
Oh, boy. Like, those are grill marks, not
prom.
Whip marks.
Oh, my God.
The free Chicken Shack deal is back at Shake Shack. Billed as a spring promotion, you can get a free Chicken Shack sandwich or Chicken Shack lettuce wrap with a purchase of $10 or more. Just use Spring Chicken for your coupon code.
I don't think we can do that here.
The Mug of Root Beer leans into the protein culture with new protein kits. All right, so you get Mug Zero Sugar, Vanilla Protein Shake, and a Mug Shaker Bottle and Gym Essentials for protein. All right.
I just get afraid of, what is this protein? What is this? Everything's protein-enhanced. Cheese curls.
Yeah.
I saw protein-enhanced
really?
Yeah, chips and everything else. Or popcorn.
Oh, that's crazy.
But what is the, I mean, I'm sure the FDA says it's safe, but it just scares me. What is this?
That's even
that
scarier.
Makes it protein? Yeah, that is terrifying.
Let's see. Columbia Restaurant voted Maryland's top spot to celebrate promotions and paydays. Here are the spots in Maryland, the top three spots. Barrel and Crow in Bethesda, Tagliata in downtown Baltimore, Little Italy, and the Iron Bridge Wine Company out on Route 108 in Howard County near Columbia. So I've actually had dinner at Iron Bridge and Tagliata, both very good.
Oh,
and Burns Steakhouse in Tampa was also named a place for milestones to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? We've been to Burns, too.
Yes, we did.
Upstairs in the dessert room.
I got thrown out, but that's all right.
That's right.
What did you do?
What didn't he do is the question.
Yeah. Listen, when you have 8 or 10 radio people having dinner, and about 2 hours into it, they're a little bit liquored up.
Oh, I got you.
So many stories coming out.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I understand.
Was Chris Thomas was at that dinner,
Chris
if I remember
Thomas
correctly.
Yeah, bless his heart. He was there.
He was there.
He was part of the problem.
He was part of the problem. But Chris,
was Mike Fast there?
No, Mike wasn't there.
He was not there.
It was a bunch of us here at CBM. Chuck, Chris Thomas,
golf guys
and stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm. We had video and record guys.
Yeah, we had a great time. It really was. It was a great time that night. Great food, by the way.
You remember?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember Chuck.
Here's the deal, real quick.
I remember Chuck with his bananas.
We had a $700 dinner bill and a $1,400 dessert bill.
It was crazy.
That was the problem.
That was the problem. That's right. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. All right, Brian and Bel Air, are we lost cause in Maryland or what?
Oh, boy, we are beyond the lost cause in Maryland. For starters, the Republican committee in Maryland should be called the Rhino Committee instead of the Republican, because there is no true Republicans on it. And we're being billed out of existence here between utilities, car, rent. And now since we went full-blown amnesty state with illegals, sanctuary, I mean, what is there to save? In all honesty, I mean, I have 24 years of my current job. I'm trying to get to my pension, which it doesn't look like, because I'm not going to be able to stay here.
Yeah.
I just can't afford it. And I'm tired of it. I mean, you make dozens of phone calls. You try to fight. You say fight, fight, fight. But, you know, when it falls on deaf ears, or you get stupid answers for, you know, you ask a question, it's just unbelievable. And Maryland has turned into the biggest, right behind California, New Jersey, the biggest anti-Second Amendment state in the union.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the out-migration here is we're number six, right behind California, New York, Jersey, Illinois, et cetera. People are voting with their feet. And unfortunately, that puts more onus on the rest of us to have to fight, because we don't have the numbers as we once did. Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. All right, coming up, we'll hear from the president of the Patriots Club is going to weigh in. Jeff McDonald is also running for office. He is running in 42B, I believe, is for the House of Delegates. So we'll talk with him and get your calls and comments here, because Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker says Maryland is a lost cause. He is out of here. Coming up at the top of the hour, Virginia heading in the direction of Maryland, passing the redistricting scheme. We'll give you the latest on that. Once again, Republicans had a role to play in this defeat. You're listening to Casey and Company, the best of which each and every day, WCBM.com, Facebook, and our Rumble page, is brought to you by the law offices of Michael Lee Friedman.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, April 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Welcome back, and wow, Vinny, we're celebrating 9 incredible years together on WCBM, helping local families with their real estate dream.
Yeah, Sean, it's been a huge honor. 9 years right here, 23 years total, helping thousands of families sell fast and for top dollar. The key to our success is that I understand every seller situation is different. My guarantees and programs give sellers options, including multiple cash offers, 100% of market value, or my trusted guaranteed sale program, where I'll sell your home or I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame you agree to. Or maybe you need to sell and stay for up to 12 months. With my 12,000-plus buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold.
9 years of guarantees on WCBM. Just a phone call or text will get you started. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. VinnieStio.com.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM, 3 p.m., Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
653, traffic and weather on the freeze. Of a $1,400 bill at Burns. Chuck was responsible about $1,200 of it, so just wanted to make sure we get that clear.
Fake news. Those idiots were drinking $100 shots of Grand Marnier. $100 a shot. I had bananas Foster in a glass of water. $12. So you can keep it quiet.
That's also fake news.
Yeah, well, that's another story, Mr. Casey.
All right.
15-minute delays now southbound in both the Harvard tunnels. Beltway is already slowing around Hartford Road. The west side is already stacked up as you're moving south from 795 up in Horse Country. Some wires may be down Tufton Avenue west of Falls Road. And remember, she was bred in old Kentucky, but she's only a crumb up here. I'll send it back to you.
Thank you so much. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, light rain showers possible, mild, low 70s, the expected high. Pasadena right now, cloudy, 49, 48 in Middle River. And let's go to Jeff in Phoenix. This is the president of the Patriots Club, and you are running in 42B, correct?
That is correct. Good morning, Sean. Thank you for the time. I am so glad that you are bringing up the defeatist populate of Maryland, because this is the type of conversation. And by the way, every time Kristen is on the air, she brings logic, common sense, and very profound statements to what's happening. Think about the history of our state, the history of our country. A ragtag militia and citizens and men who committed their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor at that time to defeat the greatest military in the world. Maryland's history is incredible. And if we give up the fight, shame on us. Sean, when I got into this, I had no idea the time, effort, and I must emphasize, the money that this is going to take to win an election for a delegate in 42B. And real quick, by the way, people who want to learn more, JeffKMcDonald.com, JeffKMcDonald.com. People need to understand, citizens do not en masse get involved because they're frustrated, and I completely understand that. However, if we so choose to take back one of the states that should not be 49th in the nation, but in the top five in the nation, our sister state in Delaware is one of the top five states to retire in, and we're one of the bottom. It shouldn't be that way. But again, collectively, if people will just get involved, if they don't want to get involved, you know, volunteering or whatever, $20, $30, $50, $100, whatever. It takes money. And it takes all of us. And to the defeatist, I'm sorry. If you got to go, you got to go. But, Sean, you don't bury the lead. It's not about us anymore. We've lived a pretty good life here in Maryland, but it's getting remarkably worse very quickly. This is about our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews. In less than 10 years, look what they've done to, air quotes, education. Look what they've done to industry in this state. Look what they've done to public safety. This is insane. We are third-class citizens, in our own bloody state, we can and must do better. And I want to thank you not only for the time this morning, but you all keep broadcasting the truth. So I leave you with this. If you believe in what I say and you think and you are willing to do better, we can. JeffKMcDonald.com. JeffKMcDonald.com.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much. You're a great patriot. Appreciate that, and best of luck to you and going forward here. It's a tough tough thing to run in Maryland. Johnny's in Hamilton. Good morning, Johnny.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to talk about the real bomb. You had Kerwin, but now they passed that bill that the state of Maryland has no statute of limitations on child abuse by employees of the state of Maryland. That ceiling is at $895,000 per occurrence. You got over 12,500 cases pending. The total bill, they estimate, will be $20 billion.
That's a ticking time bomb. You're absolutely right about that. And we have a structural deficit next year of about $3 billion. We've got this, I think it was just up in Massachusetts, where in one case settled for $12 million. One case. And we've got 12,000 of them. So do the math. We're going to be so far upside down that, again, there is going to be a sales tax increase next year. It might, everybody's saying 8%. It might be bigger than that. And there's no way they're going to be able to pay for all this.
Just to atomize it, you're going to have to go with a 20-year bond for that $20 billion that interest rate, because it's not a AAA anymore, will be 8%. That'll be $1 billion a year. That sales tax might go to 8.5%.
It might. They're going to have to do something. Obviously, this is what's generating this kind of, I think, defeatist attitude by some, but we've got to fight back. We've got to get a change in the governor's mansion, and we have an opportunity this year to do that. So let's not give up the ship. Let's fight with all the might that we can. Johnny, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Coming up next, we'll tell you about the Republicans' role in last night's defeat in Virginia and how things could have gone much better. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Democrats are a step closer to taking the closely divided U.S. House in the fall. Virginians have narrowly voted for a new congressional map, likely giving Democrats four additional congressional seats.
Democrats Barack Obama and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries were among those pushing for the measure, which gives Democrats 10 congressional districts and Republicans just one. It passed by a rounded 51-49% as Northern Virginia votes for the new map overwhelmed a strong downstate turnout against it. But this is not yet the final word. A redistricting challenge is on the Virginia Supreme Court's emergency docket. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
A fresh attack in the Strait of Hormuz.
Iran has fired on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz, damaging the vessel and complicating efforts to bring the US and Iran together in Pakistan for talks to end the war. And the British military says another ship has come under attack in the Strait. The first attack by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard came after President Donald Trump said the US would indefinitely extend the ceasefire with Iran, which had been due to expire today, Wednesday, to give Tehran time to come up with a unified proposal.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma. Democrat Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick has resigned, doing so just moments before the start of a hearing. It could have led to a recommendation that she be expelled from Congress. Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges. The Justice Department alleges the SPLC defrauded donors by using their money to fund the very extremism that it claimed to be fighting. The SPLC denies any wrongdoing. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 233 points. NASDAQ futures 192 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That morning construction area gets underway again. This contractor likes to work in the rush hour. They don't work overnight. They work during the morning, and they're there northbound 95 at Route 24. And it looks like as per usual, they'll block the left-hand lane, leaving us with two lanes on the northbound side. Already a backup now developing in that area. Beltway has all the normal delays already on the Parkville side through Greenspring, and then coming down the west side, pretty solid from 795 down through Frederick Road. We're up to 15 to 20-minute delays and building at both the Harbor Tunnels. Some wires down reported about 15 minutes ago for traveling up in the county on Tufton Avenue. A heads up for that. It's about a mile west of Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, mostly cloudy with some light rain showers early. After that, it's going to be much milder this afternoon with highs close to 70. Tonight, partly cloudy and milder with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. We've got sunshine on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 48 degrees in Bel Air, 49 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that some city hall leaders are raising questions about the mayor's plan to expand his office again, warning it could come at a time when residents and city agencies are already under strain. In his preliminary budget, the mayor is seeking to add 16 new positions to the mayor's office. The expansion would make the mayor's office larger than the governor's office. 10 years ago, the mayor's office had a staff of 39 people. That number has grown quickly, and under the current proposal, 134 people would staff the office next year. The mayor's office budget would rise to more than $29 million. And another business is shutting its doors at Towson Town Center. Stony River Steakhouse and Grill will be closing on June 26, according to the Maryland Department of Labor's website. The company submitted its closure notice on Monday. The restaurant, which is located on the mall's first level near Round 1 Bowling and Amusement, is described as an upscale steakhouse specializing in hand-cut steaks and gourmet entrees. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 300. The pick 4, 9030. 705 on Casey and Company. Steinelt Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. That's my guys. Talking about Oriole fundamentals this morning. Breakdowns costing the Birds another one last night in Kansas City.
Here comes Garcia. Nobody's covering home. The Royals win.
Ryan Lefebvre had it on Royals TV as Ryan Helsley's pitch bounced in the dirt, blocked by Adley Rutschman, back into the field of play. Helsley couldn't cover in time, and Maikel Garcia sped past with the winning run as the Royals snap an 8-game losing streak, 6-5 over the Birds in Kansas City. Now, Helsley's wild pitch was one of four last night by Baltimore. Two for Hells Bells, two for Shane Baz in his 6 1/3 innings pitch. Weston Wilson was picked off last night, one night after Gunnar Henderson was picked off twice. Now, the good thing about baseball is there's another game today. Chris Bassitt taking on the extremely tough Michael Wacha at 2:10 p.m. on Getaway Day. Elsewhere in the AL East, the Yanks blanked the Red Sox 4-0, Reds over the Rays 12-6, and the Blue Jays with 3 in the 8th last night to beat the Angels in L.A. 4-2 was the final. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter yesterday with some high praise on the podcast called This Is Football, asked by host Kevin Clark what he feels, or I should say who he feels, can make the biggest leap for Baltimore year over year.
I think Mike Green is somebody I'm really excited about. That'll be able to take a big step. I think Malachi Starks is going to become, you know, a household type of name in the secondary. So there's a lot of them, but those two jump out.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens fans being snubbed in Pittsburgh. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Lively first hour in that Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker said he's out. He's done. Maryland is a lost cause. We've been getting a reaction to that, and we'll be sharing more of that throughout the course of this hour. Coming up in this hour, we're going to tell you all about, of course, the City Council questioning the mayor's office budget and expansion, and the mayor now accusing the city inspector general, Isabel Cumming, of racism. We'll tell you what that's all about. At the bottom of the hour, Supreme Court leaks. There's been another leak from the Supreme Court, and whistleblowers now said the Chinese interfered in the 2020 election with President Trump. And the DOJ has a criminal indictment of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a commie group. But our top story here today is what happened in Virginia. Last night, this was the redistricting scheme where they were going to take already, which was thought to be somewhat fair, a 6-5 Democrat to Republican split in the 11 congressional districts. And now they're going to make it 10-1. It narrowly passed. About 51.5% yes, 48.5% no. That's about 80,000 votes difference, 3%. The money on the yes side was $60 to $70 million was spent to get the yes side. The Republicans spent $20 million on the no vote. And that is leading to a lot of hand-wringing and questioning because Republicans spent nearly $100 million on the Cornyn-Paxton race in Texas. Okay? What do you think is more important, Cornyn-Paxton in the Senate, which was going to, it's going to be a Republican who takes that seat, okay? Or losing four seats in Virginia? This is where the Republicans, and look, part of this is the RNC. Part of it is, you know, the MAGA group as well. They were short-sighted on this. According to National Pulse, all you had to do was close the gap. You would have had to spend $2 to $4 million more, maybe, in Virginia. The RNC is sitting on roughly $109 million, and that's $100 million more than the DNC. The Trump-aligned Super PAC MAGA Inc. entered 2026 with $300 million in the bank itself. So combining all the major Republican groups, that leaves the Republicans with over $800 million cash on hand, which means all they would have had to spend was about, less than 1% of total funds to salvage Virginia. Because when it's that close, money would have made a difference in the vote. This is stupidity. This is sheer stupidity on the part of whoever's running the MAGA Inc. and the RNC. It's just sheer stupidity. $95 million on Cornyn Paxton primary in Texas. The Virginians for Fair Maps, that was the folks that ended up on the losing side of that, was run by Mike Young, a partner of FP1 Strategies, and also was founded by Chris LaCivita. LaCivita was in the Trump White House in the first term. So, LaCivita is the one that spent a lot of money attacking Ken Paxton, trying to get Trump to endorse Cornyn, who's been a deep state swamp junkie. Just unbelievable. A Virginia source told National Pulse the money diverted to LaCivita's groups and away from the Republican Party of Virginia and the county parties was hard to accept. We had no money. Sean Davis of the Federalist on X last night said, good thing Republicans spent $100 million on John Cornyn. There's your loss right there. And don't blame the Democrats. They're going to do what they do. Spanberger and the Democrats, even though they cheated, even though they deceived, they're going to do what they do. Republicans continue to be the stupid party. And we'll get into that. And is there any recourse? Can this result somewhat be turned around or changed? Hard to do, but we'll explain it in just a second. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Some light rain now in the western part of the state, Hagerstown, out at Cumberland, kind of getting into Frederick County just a bit. So it's going to be moving in from the west. And hopefully it'll hold off till after 9 for the rush hour here. We're looking at 20-minute delays plus now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. 895 backed up to at least Pulaski Highway. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. JFX, you're fine. Just looked at it. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. No big problems there. Beltway, yep, all with the normal delays. Parkville through Green Spring on the west side. 795 to Frederick Road, the southwest side of the Beltway, still looks okay coming up from I-97 and up through the VW Parkway. I've really not seen any big problems early this morning. You might have just the beginning now of the backup towards Annapolis along I-97 at Route 32, but 50 is clear at the Bay Bridge and over through Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy today. Maybe some light rain showers possible. Mild today. Low 70s. Overnight temps are going to be in the low 50s. Sunny both Thursday and Friday. And we'll be in the mid to upper 70s both days. Looking nice until the weekend. Then things are going to cool down a little bit. Right now 49 and cloudy in Millersville. 50 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump yesterday announced he's extended the ceasefire with Iran, with the Strait of Hormuz blockade still in place. On Truth Social, he posted, based on the fact that the government of Iran is seriously fractured, not unexpectedly so, and upon the request of Field Marshal Asim Munir and Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif of Pakistan, we've been asked to hold our attack on the country of Iran until such time as their leaders and representatives can come up with the unified proposal. I have therefore directed our military to continue the blockade and in all other respects remain ready and able. We'll therefore extend the ceasefire until such time as their proposal is submitted and discussions are concluded one way or the other. So there are two problems with this. Problem one is that the IRGC is trying to fill the vacuum there, the military, and then there's a more moderate group that Trump believes will emerge as the unifying force, and we don't know if that's going to happen or not. So, again, this is also Iran's way of buying time, of stalling, of rearming, repositioning, all of the above. And I'm sure the president has that intel. And he told the folks on Squawk Box yesterday he still is a believer that they're going to get a great deal.
We're going to end up with a great deal. I think they have no choice. We've taken out their Navy. We've taken out their Air Force. we take it out there, leaders, frankly, which does complicate things in one way, but these leaders are much more rational.
America's most powerful enemy has been caught red-handed sending a disturbing gift to Iran while peace with the Islamist theocracy remains tenuous. And President Trump told Joe Kernan of CNBC that China was caught giving a gift to Iran.
We caught a ship yesterday that had some things on it, which wasn't very nice. A gift from China, perhaps. I don't know. But I was a little surprised, but because I have a very good relationship, and I thought I had an understanding with President Xi, but that's all right. That's the way war goes, right?
Meanwhile, the Iranian regime is set to hang 8 young women, this anti-human regime must be obliterated. Again, I understand nobody wants long, protracted, drawn-out wars, but, again, most of these women, what were they guilty of? Showing hair or parts of their body that are not allowed to be seen in Iran. So now they're upping the ante. And again, I think they're using, you know, these women as leverage, trying to leverage. And by the way, they're still firing on cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran does not own, by the way. It's international waters. Of course, it's America Reads the Bible Week, and yesterday the president read a Bible verse from the White House.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Meanwhile, the president yesterday in Truth Social saying that the Democrats want to make D.C. and Puerto Rico states. They want to pack the Supreme Court, putting 13 justices on the court. Other Democrats want 21. If they pull off adding these two states, these country-destroying sleaze bags will dominate politics in America, even if we have a nation left for 100 years. And he's telling John Thune and the rhinos in the Senate to terminate the filibuster. But Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna says that ain't going to happen as long as John Thune remains in leadership.
Let's take that a step further. I mean, Republicans control the House and the Senate. Why can't they get the Save America Act, which requires evidence that you're an American and ID to vote?
John Thune is a problem. I do not like what he's done because he has every ability, and really it's him that's blocking voter ID. He has every ability to embrace the standing filibuster or remove the filibuster. Democrats are going to do it anyways. And by the way, the current form of the filibuster is a perversion of what it initially was. But there's this position in the Senate that people are, they need to protect the institution. I get protecting the institution, but like, let's also talk about what the institution's become.
Is John Thune weak?
I think John Thune is doing the wrong thing. I don't know if I would necessarily say weak because he's clearly stubborn. He's not doing voter ID, but he can't honestly blame the Democrats for this because he's the one in control. And so what I would say and what I've continued to say is it's John Thune blocking voter ID. I'm trying right now. We have FISA up for a vote this week. I'm trying to do everything I can to get voter ID onto FISA. But I'm having to work against my own party to do that. And I'm just one person. And it takes multiple votes to do that. Yes, FISA needs reform. But I think the number one most important issue in the country right now is voter ID. And if we can't deliver on that, then people like John Thune do not deserve to come back to Congress. Vote him out. He's not up for re-election, but when it's time.
Well, it takes 5 senators to call for a change in leadership. 5. And I know we can get 5. So we'll see what happens. President is increasing U.S. rare earth independence while cutting China's access on rare earth minerals, which is important. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, there's a report out that he is asking President Trump to consider him for a role in the administration once he leaves Florida's governor position. He's interested in 3 high positions, one of them Supreme Court, the other Secretary of Defense. He is not interested, according to the report, for Attorney General. And that's a look at 458 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up next, we'll get your reaction to the stinging defeat in Virginia last night, as well as the Preakness rights have been sold. What does that mean for the future of the Preakness?
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so you're traveling north on 95, going up through Hartford County, you pass Mountain Road, you're thinking, wow, we're making pretty good time here. Construction up ahead, they work during the rush hour. I say it every day. Northbound 95 at Route 24, they block a lane during the rush hour. Just elegant as you're going north. Down to two lanes and about a 7 or 8 minute delay through there. Both the tunnels still fighting with about 20 to 25 minute backups now. Southbound, that's the norm every day. We're backed up southbound on 895 towards Moravia. 95 is also backed up towards Moravia Road. All the normal delays are out there on the Beltway. JFX is still clear. Some low hanging wires on Tufton Avenue, about a mile west of Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25, a weather authority forecast. It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Light rain showers are possible. More mild highs in the low 70s today. Thursday and Friday looking to be a really, really nice weekend. A little bit cooler with some rain. Right now it is 50 and cloudy in Millersville, 48 in Bel Air. Got this text in from one of our listeners. This is from Brian. He says, so your second segment is about what happened in Virginia proves Republicans are stupid and don't know how to fight. Okay, so then let's go back to your first segment. Why would anyone stay in Maryland if Republicans are stupid and don't know how to fight? Well, again, because I think President Trump has shown us the way. He has shown us how to be fighters. We need more people to channel and take his lead and take the ball and run with it and not be afraid of the media, not be afraid of the deep state and of the swamp, and upset the apple cart and get rid of the establishment flunkies here in Maryland and at the national level as well. That is the path, is put America first, put Maryland first. And we just need more recruits in order to do that. But, you know, it takes a little bit of intestinal fortitude and obviously some money. And it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat equity, as they say. And frankly, I think a lot of them are lazy. A lot of them just want to be crowned the next nominee, if you will. I've been on the Central Committee for 10 years. It's my turn. Instead of working for it. So those are my thoughts on that. All right, let's go to the phones. Gary in Nottingham. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
A few years ago, I purchased a property in the state of Florida, and I go down there during the winter months. I really dodged it this year. I knew you guys had a horrible winter. But here's the problem in the state of Maryland. People in the state of Maryland don't know what it's like to live in a place like, let's say, Florida. or a place that's more conservative. I'll give you a quick example. I just purchased a motorcycle in the state of Pennsylvania, and I'm getting ready to take it to go to motor vehicles here in Maryland to transfer title, get tags and all. That's going to cost me very, very close to about $500 just to do those few things. In the state of Florida, that same procedure would cost less than half of what I'm going to have to pay in the state of Maryland. And people, all you have to do is get online and go to places like the state of Florida or Texas or places like that and see how much easier it is to live in areas like that. And it's not just the fees. It's everything. I mean, you have to jump through so many hoops here to be able to own a firearm and carry it where you don't have to do all that in more conservative right. areas like Florida.
Texas. Well, it's that. It's just the state income tax, the property, the county taxes, the property taxes, the fees,
all of it.
All the freedoms that are being lost and eroded each and every day. You're absolutely right about that. And that's why there are so many people moving to Florida and Carolinas and Texas and Tennessee and et cetera. Gary, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Paul in West Baltimore. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. First off, it's called the Commonwealth of Virginia, more like the Communists of Virginia. I heard they got a new state flag. It's got a hammer and sickle, and it's red and gold. Are you kidding me? Abigail Spamburglar, the Scamburglar. Are you? This is not fair. This was an illegal election. Hopefully the courts step in. And if you people, you Democrats, you liberal pieces of garbage, love what's happening here in Maryland, move to Virginia. I'm tired of you people. You people are the worst. I don't want to be friends with you. I don't want to talk to you. Go with that Chris Murphy out of Senator in Connecticut who hates this country. You people are traitors. Traitors, you guys say.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for the rant. Appreciate that. He's talking about what this is unlawful. And listen, the wording of the ballot question down in Virginia, we talked about that earlier this week. It was unlawful. You're supposed to use gender-neutral language on the ballot. And when they use the phrase restore fairness, that is not gender, not gender neutral. maybe this would be gender. You're supposed to use ballot neutral language on the question. They did not do that. So that was unlawful. That's a violation of Virginia law. The Supreme Court of Virginia had two chances to stop it, January and March. Twice they punted past the election, writing courts generally should not prematurely enjoin an upcoming election. So now they'll have to review it de novo after the seats are already banked in November either way. So got issues in Virginia, that is for sure. Town Appliance had a great experience at Town Appliance, and I know you will too. They've both mayor and mayor who run Town Appliance made the process fun and picking out a new refrigerator. And they have all sorts of displays there, 70 different brands, high-end brands like Bosch. And the best part, getting appliances that make everybody in the house happy. No high-pressure sales, just the knowledge that you get exactly what fits your needs and your budget. So check it out. Spring Black Friday shopping event going on right now at Town Appliance with flexible financing options to make it even easier. Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that longtime resident and Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker believes Maryland is a lost cause, and after his term ends, he said he's leaving the state. Westmoreland, the Democrats in the General Assembly, you've won. I'm leaving, Shoemaker said. Shoemaker says he's lived in Maryland his whole life for 61 years. He's worked in different roles in local and state offices, but says that once his term ends this December, he will not be renewing it and will move out of the state to North Carolina. And Governor Moore and his senior staff earned some of the highest salaries in Maryland government in 2025, according to state payroll data compiled by the Baltimore Sun, as his administration defended tax hikes and spending cuts. The salary information comes as lawmakers and taxpayers a year later question Moore's fiscal stewardship during the 2026 legislative session, which included billions of dollars in program cuts this year. Economists have also warned that the state faces future structural deficits that could require additional tax hikes or spending reductions, while acknowledging that salaries, which are paid with tax dollars, have to be
competitive to attract top talent to the governor's office. And Heidi Levitsky thought she was making the right decision when she moved back to Maryland in November. After more than a decade in Florida, the 75-year-old Navy veteran returned to be closer to her daughter and grandchildren following a series of falls. However, Levitsky has decided Maryland isn't an affordable state for a senior like her. After 5 months here, she's moving back to Florida. Maryland is facing a widening gap between what it costs to live here and what many residents, especially seniors and middle-class families, can afford. And four people, including a juvenile, have been charged in connection with an armed robbery in Frederick. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is backed up almost back to Moravia Road. In that backup, there was a report of a broken down vehicle southbound around the bridge at Lombard Street and Eastern Avenue that may have been in the right lane. It's just adding to that backup, which is there. 20 to 25 minute delay southbound right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing out of the ordinary so far on the JFX. A little more traffic between Ruxton Road and the City County line, really backed up on the Beltway. Now Bel Air Road all the way through Providence Road over through Delaney Valley Road, the interloop through Pikesville, 795 down through Frederick Road. That's the normal stuff over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with some light rain showers early. After that, it's going to be much milder this afternoon with highs close to 70. Tonight, partly cloudy and milder with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. We've got sunshine on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, there was some good to come out of last night's tough 6-5 loss to the Royals, a game the Birds lost on a walk-off wild pitch by Ryan Helsley in the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, I should have picked Kobe.
You should have picked Kobe. Stay. Down the line and left. That's crushed.
That's fair. Wow.
That is fair. Kobe Mayo with an absolutely destroyed fastball.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben, and Dean Kramer mic'd up on the broadcast last night. Mayo's first of the year traveled 439 feet. It was a three-run shot in the second that gave the Birds an early 3-0 lead. And then, later on, it was this guy.
4-3 Kansas City of the eighth. Adley drives the ball. Deep left center field. Adley Rutschman, welcome back! In his first game off the injured list, Rutschman rocks a go-ahead two-run.
And it was Rutschman's first of the year as well, but the Birds do drop it. 6-5 was the final to Kansas City. Post-game reaction, first from manager Albanez on the struggling Mayo.
Yeah, it was great for Mayo. It was such a great swing on that pitch. I know he was excited for it. He's putting a lot of work to kind of get back to being him. And
then Rutschman in the post-game on his return from the IL.
Felt good today. You don't really know. This is my first time having a 10-day stint, but felt good getting back into the box, behind the plate. Like I said, great to be back with the guys.
Meanwhile, the news not so good for Orioles second baseman Jackson Holliday, suffering a setback in his rehab from a broken hammock bone in the spring.
He had some soreness on the opposite side, which, as you guys, you know, sometimes there's you kind of compensate with some stuff. So his wrist on the opposite side got a little bit sore.
Now that was Jackson's dad, 7-time All-Star Matt Holliday, on the podcast Foul Territory, divulging his son's injury situation, which I'm sure the Orioles could have done without. Holliday broke the hammock bone before spring training and underwent surgery on February 12th, so it's been almost 10 weeks since then. Ravens, on the other hand, getting some good news on the injury front. Chances of Nnamdi Matabike returning this season have improved. The Pro Bowl D-tackle had neck surgery last week, and it was successful. Doctors are now optimistic about his return. Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti's comments earlier this year detailing how important it is to have Matabike on the field.
I think Matabike's part of the reason why Kyle Van Noy went from 12 sacks to 2. I think it was a domino effect. I think it was a trickle effect.
And finally, another transit authority hiking up train prices for travel to World Cup games. This time it's New Jersey Transit getting set to charge $150 round trip to get from Penn Station in New York to MetLife Stadium, a trip that would normally cost $12.90. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Steelers owner playing musical chairs.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
So, you know, Sean, the draft will actually be in Pittsburgh this
right.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're getting ready for the draft. And when they do, you know, the seating charts for the bowl, you know, and when they watch the podium and everything. So the Steelers owner, Art Rooney II, son of Art Rooney, had a chance to look at the seating chart of the event coming up and noticed that in one particular section up close, Ravens fans were being seated in front of Steelers fans. So he told WDVE Radio in Pittsburgh this.
You know, I did ask that, you know, on the normal seating chart, I noticed that the Ravens fans were sitting in front of the Steelers fans in one section of the draft theater, so I asked them to make that change, and they agreed to make that
change. There you go. That was smart. That's just good thinking right there.
Let's bring the Steelers-Ravens rivalry back to where it used to be. You know what
wow.
I'm saying?
Yeah. In so it's not general admission. They have all these designated seating.
Exactly, right.
And who thought it would be a good idea to put the Ravens and the Steelers next to each other anyway?
I guess the NFL must have thought that. Wow. I don't know. They didn't think it through, apparently, you know? But, yeah, all the teams have sections because there are, you know, fans are going to travel from everywhere for the draft.
I thought they put the Browns and the Jets up front so they could see what winning drafts look like.
Right, because they don't see what winning games look like when they go to the stadium. The only chance they'll get is at the draft.
Good point. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Okay, the radical leftists on the Supreme Court are leaking to the treacherous New York slimes to undermine and damage conservative justices. For the cancerous left, nothing is sacred. So we need to know which justice is the traitor. The FBI should conduct an investigation, and that justice should be impeached, thrown off the bench. Justice Roberts took no action after the Dobbs leak, which put the lives of conservative justices in immediate danger. So further leaks were inevitable and almost encouraged. And yeah, we have another one this time. This is like the third leak. It's all about the shadow docket. A New York Slimes piece called The Inside Story of 5 Days That Remade the Supreme Court. The shadow docket is emergency requests, and that's when the Trump administration or any administration appeals directly to the Supreme Court to block a lower court on an emergency basis because they need the policy to stand or whatever the case. And then, look, every president does it. But the Supreme Court has already done this 20 times for Trump, and the justices on the left are upset. And so they're screaming. Apparently Justice Kagan was screaming it. Justice Breyer at one point during the last term to... because he wanted to speed up the dissent, and she didn't. She wanted to drag it out. But here, I want you to listen carefully. This is Molly Hemingway. She's got a brand new book out called Alito. It's about Justice Alito. And here she talks about the damage that the Dobbs leak did and how it put justices' lives in danger. And it's all thanks to the radical, violent left.
When the decision was leaked, almost immediately you had massive protests, not just at the Supreme Court, but also firebombings of pro-life clinics and churches. And you had protests at the homes of the five justices who had voted to overturn Roe. Those protests were, you know, people were publicly putting out their addresses. Some of these justices live with their young children. They immediately had to be put under security. They were wearing bulletproof vests. They were dealing with things that nobody should ever have to deal with. And people were being kind of blasé about it. Now, because a decision is not final until it's publicly announced from the bench, even though there were five justices willing to overturn Roe and prepared to do that, it wouldn't be final. If one of them were killed, in fact, Roe would not have been overturned. It was clear that people were trying to either, you know, God forbid, physically harm these people or otherwise intimidate them away from their decision. There are laws on the books against doing this.
Yeah, and unfortunately, nobody's enforcing those laws. And then you wonder if Amy Coney Barrett's afraid for her life while she's sitting on the bench. Does that impact her opinions? I don't know. We do know that the guy that tried to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh also wanted to kill Justice Alito and Justice Thomas. All right? So, again, this is the left. When they can't legislate things their way, they try to intimidate. And by the way, no opinion is final until it's announced publicly from the Supreme Court. So you could change your mind, change your opinion all the way up to the last second until it's publicly made public knowledge of it. So I think some of this is being done to try to sway opinion or intimidate other justices on the court. That's just outrageous behavior. Speaking of which, Catherine Herridge is reporting multiple sources are telling her that a credible whistleblower complaint was filed alleging that the CIA, FBI, and other intelligence community agencies suppressed intelligence about China's influence operations during the 2020 election targeting President Trump and his campaign. China's goal was to impede President Trump's re-election and denigrate him as a candidate. And the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, is now actively working to do declassify these records. We'll have more on this coming up in just a second. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to call us. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us. I can't email us to play the game, but that's an old habit, folks. Maybe we'll bring that in one day in the near future. No, Chris goes, I don't need that.
What's next, the fax machine?
No, faxes are out now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you have all the old fax machines sitting in an old fax dinosaur yard, right? Graveyard.
Yeah, right where I live.
Yeah. It's like the thermal roll paper.
Exactly. Roll, end of roll. I remember.
A certain, yeah. Yes, this is from end of roll.
From end of roll. All right, Chuck, what's happening?
We're brought to you as a service of Lead East 2026. It's the world's greatest oldies party. It will be Labor Day weekend. Baltimore County was just dispatching out, was listing to get the location. They're heading out to the Beltway. I don't have the cross street yet, so we'll keep an eye on that. But very slow here on the west side, 795 down through Frederick Road. The interloop coming up from Liberty Road through Pikesville, and the Parkville side is really slow as well, all the way from Bel Air Road around through Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. Construction delays, they block a lane during rush hour, I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. 20 to 25 minute delays still continuing southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Join us for a mega shake, rattle, and roll Labor Day weekend with poodle skirts and leather jackets, cool cars, and concerts, including a spectacular Saturday night doo-wop show. Plus, you can meet Giuseppe from Giuseppe's Garage and more. Get all the information. Big deal for Labor Day weekend. LeadEast.net for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. Light rain showers possible. Mild and low 70s for the high today. And for tonight, we're looking at low 50s. And then Thursday and Friday look to be really nice. Not as nice for the upcoming weekend. Cooler, maybe with some rain. Right now, cloudy 50 in Dundalk. And it's 50 in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. And you will be the winner of some WCBM merchandise. Paul is in Wilmington, Delaware. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We want to go first, second, third, or last?
I want to go first.
First, all right.
My man.
Right out of the box, all right. Let's get right to it then. An independent LGBTQ group recently held an event on the campus of Brigham Young University. Brigham Young in Utah, which featured an image of President Trump's severed head and encouraged children to bash an effigy of Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is what Brigham Young had in mind? I don't know. Story two, Bruce Springsteen's anti-Trump tour is not impressing anybody, including critics who apparently don't care for his new song that he's been singing at several of his tour stops. Some of it containing scatological references. The new song called Dump on Trump. One of the lyrics says, when you gotta go, he's gotta go, so dump on Trump. Critics painting the song as awful and not up to his standards.
Like usual.
Yeah.
Story three, the Montana Supreme Court struck a blow to biological reality by allowing Montanans who claim to be transgender to amend their birth certificates and change their driver's licenses to match their self-proclaimed gender identity in Montana. All right, this is story one. LGBT event at BYU features Trump's severed head and a pinata of Mike Lee. Story two, Springsteen singing the song Dump on Trump at some of his tour stops. Or story three, Montana court rules transvestites can get an ID to match their gender of their choice. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning. Oh, I'm sorry, with Paul. Paul wants to go first. That's
my, right, Paul.
My bad. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, the fake news story is number two.
Paul goes for number two. Chuck.
Yeah, two.
Chuck goes for number two. Kristen.
Yeah, well, they're all possible. I know we have woke courts and woke schools. I think I'll go with number two as well.
Kristen for number two. And Maggie.
I'm going to go with number two, although the way he sings sounds like he needs a high colonic anyway.
Oh, my.
Not a fan of the boss, are you?
No.
Okay. Not even the old boss?
No, I'd like
before he was Trump deranged?
He needs that spray that we talked about.
Yeah, he needs to the new boss.
Fast acting.
Same as the old boss.
All right, story number two is unanimous today, and that's because it is 100% fake news. Way to go, Paul. Congratulations, and the rest of the panel.
Good job,
Paul. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. So there you have it. Easy one today, and thanks for playing the game.
Yeah, that was easy.
Just every once in a while, we give you a little gimme. Builds up your self-confidence, Chuck.
Sure it does.
If you were losing every day, you wouldn't want to come back and play as much.
I would have to, because it's written in.
It's part of your contract.
You want a stipend?
Is it when
show up.
When they say read the fine print, you really do have to read the fine print.
Yeah. Dealing with you, Mr. Casey, since 92 Star, I know how that works.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Going all the way back to your transit and traffic days.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate all that. Right. 7:48. So we're talking here about the complaint about this whistleblower. And senior intelligence officials are accused of heavy-handed editing of the whistleblower's reports about China's sweeping influence operations during the 2020 election cycle. In some instances, senior CIA officials are accused of taking pen to paper to strike sections because the intelligence assessments would have helped Trump. Catherine Herridge is reporting, I'm told some track changes make specific reference to domestic politics. Senior intelligence official emphasized that in 2020, China was not held to the same standard as Russia and other adversaries like North Korea, and that their influence operations were consistently downplayed while Russia's activities were routinely amplified. Officials added that the CIA was driving political bias in the intel assessments as well as the need to massage the president's daily brief and so much more. So, this is a credible whistleblower, and Catherine Herridge, I think, is one of the best reporters out there. And she's saying that, look, there was an attempt by the Chinese, the red Chinese, the Chi-Coms, to influence the 2020 election, which we now know, based on the mail-in ballots and all the other funny business, I think was clearly stolen. And I think what's going to happen next is, once this gets into the public well, let's put it this way. Once it circulates among Congress, I think President Trump is going to use this report to successfully argue for the Save America Act to clean up our election process. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope and pray that's what happened. 7:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And coming up next, we'll take a look at Mayor Scott is accusing the Inspector General of racism. And more. Also, the Preakness rights have been sold. What does that mean for the future of the Preakness here in Maryland?
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Ryan Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
So this wreck we were listening to, and we heard some chatter about it. They're saying outer loop near I-95. I'm looking right at the camera that's on 95, looking right down on the Beltway right there. No slowing on 95 and no slowing on the Beltway. I looked at the camera coming up from the VW Parkway. I looked at the camera back at Wilkins Avenue. I don't see any impact. It was reported of a vehicle off the roadway, may have hit a tree, so keep an eye on it, but I don't see it right now. I just want to give you a heads up through there. There's a new wreck also now on the VW Parkway southbound as you're moving towards Powder Mill Road. You may have a delay in brake lights there between 197 and 198 on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be cloudy with some showers likely today. Low 70s tonight, low 50s tomorrow and Friday. Sunshine, mid to upper 70s both days. Right now, cloudy, 53 in Stevensville, 51 in downtown Baltimore. It has happened again at Towson Town Center. Another closure. Stony River Steakhouse and Grill has decided to fold the tents. They're closing their doors, and of course, they were one of the few restaurants left there in the Towson Town Center. Not sure what's going to happen to their 68 employees, but again, Pat Dyer, who's running for Baltimore County Executive, he's going to be with us tomorrow on the program. So is it tomorrow or Thursday? It's tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, that's right. So it'll be tomorrow. And we'll ask him about that, what you can do to stop the bleeding. Because earlier we did, is Maryland lost? Is Towson Town a lost cause? Towson Town Center a lost cause? It's just, the hits keep on coming. Churchill Downs has reached a deal to acquire the intellectual property rights to the Preakness Stakes and Black Eyed Susan Stakes for $85 million. Under the terms, Churchill Downs will license the intellectual property back to the state of Maryland, allowing the races to continue in Baltimore in exchange for an annual fee. This will be the 153rd running of the Preakness this year, but it won't be at Old Hilltop because that's been demolished. It'll be over at Laurel. First held in 1873, the Preakness is the second leg of the Triple Crown, as you know. On Monday, the Maryland Stadium Authority voted to purchase Lowell Park Racetrack from the Stronach Group for nearly $50 million. And after hosting next month's Preakness, it'll be relocated back to Baltimore's Pimlico, which is undergoing a $400 million renovation. My question is this. What are our assurances, if any, and guarantees that after spending $400 million in renovating Pimlico, that the Preakness will be anchored here for the near future? It's a licensing fee. What happens if Churchill Downs says they keep upping the annual fee, making it, you know, it's like a landlord, all right? Landlord, you got a business, and they keep raising the rent, raising the rent, raising the lease, and then all of a sudden the shop goes, I can't afford it anymore. And they relocate, or they close up shop. Now, I have not seen the language, so I don't know what is in this language, in this agreement, the intellectual property rights. And that's all that's going to happen at Pimlico? Is there going to be other racing at Pimlico, or is it just $400 million for one event every year? A lot of questions here about what went down in this deal. Did they always know that they were going to sell the licensing, the property rights, rather, to Churchill Downs out of Kentucky? So, again, there's a lot of unanswered questions. I don't know until I haven't seen the deal. Maybe somebody can explain the deal to me who has seen it. But I'm a little bit concerned that, I don't think in the short term the Preakness is in any danger. But once the luster wears off, who knows? It'll be the Churchill Downs and the Preakness run from Kentucky. And finally, the mayor's office, a top aide to Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, condemning a social media post from Inspector General Isabel Cumming in a letter to two city oversight boards Tuesday. Cumming apparently posted on her personal Facebook account an AI-generated image of the mayor chomping on a cigar, clutching a glass of brown liquor, and holding a fistful of luxury shopping bags. The letter was sent, the letter sent by a guy by the name of Merrill, characterized the post as deeply inappropriate, misleading, damaging, and racist, and called the latest example of the Inspector General's problematic social media activity. Cummings said she didn't realize the image was AI-generated, but deleted the post after someone alerted her. Quote, it seemed like it was a nice summary. I took it down. If I do something wrong, I'll fix it, end of quote. But here, again, is the danger of an inspector general who's supposed to remain somewhat objective and independent, posting stuff that could be perceived as being prejudicial. And meanwhile, she's in a court battle with the mayor right now. I think it was an unforced error on her part. I do like Isabel Cumming. I think she does good work, but that was an unforced error. You should not be posting stuff when you're supposed to be investigating people and you're in the middle of a court battle. I think that was a mistake. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realtor. And Vinny's going to sell your home he's going to sit down. You're going to agree on the price and the time frame and, you know, how much and when. And once you agree on those two items and you sign the contract on the dotted line with Vinny, your home is sold. Guaranteed. It's that simple. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you at market price and pays you in cash. And he can do it. He's confident that he can do it because he's got a database of over 12,000 buyers that are ready to see your home even before it hits the open market. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or go online at vinnysteele.com and tell him I told you to call. All right, coming up next, should there be an audit of the Empower Maryland program? Many lawmakers think so, and we'll check it out. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Iranians continue making trouble in the Strait of Hormuz as President Trump exercises restraint, hoping it will ultimately result in a U.S.-Iran peace deal.
U.S. President Donald Trump has unilaterally extended a ceasefire in the Iran war, but that doesn't mean that the shooting stopped. In fact, this morning we saw Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces open fire on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, no one was hurt in that attack, but it apparently did severe damage to the bridge of that container ship. Iranian media outlet Nor News, which has long been associated with Iran's Supreme National Security Council, its top decision-making body, said that Iranian forces opened fire after the ship did not respond to demands of its military.
Correspondent John Gambrell. By a slim margin, Virginia voters have approved a congressional redistricting map that could help the Democrats win control of the U.S. House in November. The redrawn map boosts the Democrats' chances of capturing four additional congressional seats in the midterm elections. Now, state Republican leaders hope the Virginia Supreme Court will undo what they argue is an unconstitutional process and one that will disenfranchise millions of Virginians. The Pentagon says take the shot or not.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth cited medical autonomy and religious freedom for no longer requiring flu shots. Vaccination programs in the U.S. military date back to the American Revolution. Hegseth says service members are free to get the flu vaccine, but will not be forced to because, in his words, your body, your faith, and your convictions are not negotiable.
And that's correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up close to 300 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 199 points. The S&P futures up 42. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Advantage Gold, America's number one precious metals company, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The morning backup is there heading towards Annapolis. It's right there every day. I-97 southbound of Route 32. So heads up from Benfield. Heads up coming down Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. No problems through Annapolis right now on Route 50, either east or westbound. 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer. Southbound, very heavy traffic right now. And really stop and go at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. Keep in mind there was a wreck about 25 minutes ago on the BW Parkway southbound around Powder Mill Road. We've seen delays go back to between 197 and 198. Construction delays, Harford County, they block a lane during rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, mostly cloudy with some light rain showers early. After that, it's going to be much milder this afternoon with highs close to 70. Tonight, partly cloudy and milder with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. We've got sunshine on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 degrees in Reisterstown and 52 in Pasadena. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. Harford County is considering a measure that would put a 90-day hold on new developments involving data centers. Councilman Jacob Bennett introduced the bill during Tuesday's meeting, citing concerns about the potential impact of data centers on communities. According to ABC 2 News, Councilmember Nolanda Robert confirmed that developer is looking at putting a data center at the site of Mountain Branch Golf Course in Joppa. Some residents say they would like the hold to last more than 90 days, and Councilman Bennett agree, saying he and everyone on the council are on the same page. And a competency evaluation has been ordered for the Carroll County woman accused of trying to murder her teenage son. 49-year-old Selena Mui allegedly stabbed her 17-year-old son and tried to suffocate him as he slept in January. According to the Carroll County Times, a hearing in the case was held Tuesday, and Mui's attorney said she suffers from a mental health condition. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 300. The pick 4, 9030. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 8:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. That's my guys. Well, as tough as it was to watch that ending last night of the Orioles game, solid is the word to describe the performance by Bird starter Shane Baz, the right-hander, going a season-high 6 1/3, albeit allowing 4 runs.
I felt like I made some good pitches with runners on base. You know, it's kind of the most important time to execute. So, yeah, I felt like I did a decent job of it.
Did surrender 2 wild pitches, however. The Birds went ahead in the 8th on an Adley Rutschman 2-run shot, but lost in the 9th on a walk-off wild pitch surrendered by Ryan Helsley. Stanley Cup playoffs last night in Colorado. How about this scary moment behind the L.A. Kings bench?
It's just the celebration of the Wedgwood save. And the entire pane of glass lands on Coach Smith.
He's going to need a shower. A full hose down. All that glass down that nice Armani suit.
Oh, courtesy of ESPN, Kings coach DJ Smith was unharmed in the incident when Avs fans banged the glass behind the bench so hard it shattered into bits and pieces all over the coach. Game was delayed 19 minutes, glass was replaced, and the Avalanche win it in overtime 2-1 to take a 2-0 series lead. Coming up in 30 minutes, Dan Patrick shares some news on an upcoming Super Bowl. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, a prominent Jewish Democrat has announced he or she is flipping to the Republican Party. We'll name names coming up here shortly. Peeping Toms are a problem in Towson, but what took 6 months to bring this to the attention of the authorities? The media, that's who. It's a very sad story. But top story here today is, finally, we're going to get an investigation into the Empower Maryland program. A number of lawmakers have been calling for an investigation, an audit, if you will. Here's the senator from Carroll and Frederick counties, Justin Reedy.
I don't think there's the level of accountability, obviously, that there needs to be. We ought to be able to audit it, and I look forward to actually finding out more about what our audit committee is going to do on this issue, because it's a significant amount of money that's being, it's not direct taxpayer spending, but it's absolutely our taxpayers and ratepayers that are funding this program. And if the money's been taken and used under false pretenses or been, you know, siphoned off, we need to know and get to the bottom of it and penalize and punish whoever's responsible.
Our media partners at the Baltimore Sun uncovered a sealed whistleblower lawsuit alleging millions in misspent ratepayer funds. Former Empower inspectors Bruce Gordon and Anthony Price alleged in a 2019 lawsuit that millions in ratepayer funds were misspent. And now, according to the Sun paper, in a follow-up report, Maryland utility regulators have ordered an investigation into whether participants in Empower Maryland filed fraudulent claims in the state's residential and commercial energy efficiency programs. The Public Service Commission here in Maryland says they will examine allegations that some program contractors may have filed false rebate claims with utilities and distributors for equipment that was never installed for projects or the projects that were never completed. The order also follows complaints raised during PSC hearings that last fall state lawmakers' request for an audit of the Empower program, that status report from the PSC staff, is due within 60 days. But yet we find out that a Public Service Commission report filed last week, stemming from complaints during PSC's hearings last fall, found Empower programs potentially susceptible to double-dipping or filing rebate claims for the same piece of equipment under two different Empower programs. PSC staff also found that contractors could be filing claims for projects that never took place, making attempts to get multiple rebate payments for a single job, or get rebates for non-qualifying pieces of installed equipment, typically in air conditioning, heating, and refrigeration service. Reedy says there must be accountability after these audits are conducted.
There can always be programs that might have some good things in them, but is the overall benefit strong for what we're taking from ratepayers constantly in this case, or taxpayers? And if you think the program is great, then you really ought to be upset and want to really get to the bottom of this, because it's not clearly there's money being misused for things that it wasn't supposed to be used for.
Yeah, I always thought it was interesting because when I called to complain about my BGE bill recently, their default position was, I eventually had to come, they had to come out and check the meter, and the meter turned out to be okay. But it's interesting that I did get a $300 credit on my bill, which came out of nowhere. No explanation, just a $300 deduction off the bill. But before they did that, they were trying to sell me on Empower Maryland. You know, where we can send out a team, they can see if your home is energy efficient. They can go top and bottom, windows, doors, cracks, and, you know, we can seal all those up. We can do a complete, from, you know, top to bottom, from the roof to the basement, evaluation of your home to see if it's energy efficient. Well, who's going to pay for that? I said. Oh, no, that's part of the Empower Maryland program. So imagine, I mean, it's ripe for fraud. Absolutely ripe for fraud. Somebody else who's ripe for traffic is our king of all traffic.
I was wondering where you were going with that. I thought you were going to say they're going to come in and check me for cracks.
Yes. A rather large one at that.
I changed my name to Philip McCrevis.
Chuck, what's happening?
Doesn't matter.
I know, it really doesn't at this point.
I have a lack of oxygen this time of the morning, so things just come out of my mouth, you know. The BW Parkway, that wreck that was southbound near Powder Mill Road, is cleared. The backup is easing now between 197 and 198, so that's a lot better. That was backed up earlier for about 20 minutes or so, so nothing major there. There's a new wreck in the city, Liberty Heights Avenue at Druid Park Drive. That's near the college up through there on Liberty Heights Avenue. A couple of vehicles are involved. JFX has been okay, nothing major. Still looking at good data there coming south through Northern Parkway and into the ramps downtown. All the normal backups are out there on the Beltway. Can't get away from this 20 to 25 minute delay southbound at both the harbor tunnels, and construction takes away a lane. They work during rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, light rain showers possible, more mild, highs in the low 70s. Tonight, low 50s, and then Thursday and Friday, sunny, and mid to upper 70s, cooling down a little bit in the 60s on Saturday, maybe some rain on Sunday. 53 right now, cloudy in Glen Burnie, 52 in Middle River, from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. So on this day, April 22nd, 1889, the Oklahoma land rush began. And previously, Indian Territory in Oklahoma was home to the Chickasaw, the Choctaw, the Cherokee, the Creek, the Cheyenne, the Comanche, and the Apache. But then President Harrison decided to open up that land to white people, and nearly 2 million acres of land were opened up to white settlement located inside Indian Territory, a large area that once encompassed much of modern-day Oklahoma. And again, it just many people didn't expect it to happen so quickly. But when Harrison announced the government would open the nearly 2 million acre tract of Indian Territory for settlement precisely at noon on this day in 1889, anyone could join the race for the land, but no one was supposed to jump the gun. With only 7 weeks to prepare, land-hungry Americans quickly began to gather around the borders of the irregular rectangle of territory referred to as Boomers. By the appointed day before, more than 50,000 hopefuls were living in tent cities on all four sides of what was once known as Indian Territory. And thus the term Boomer Sooners come out of Oklahoma. And the most significant on this day, April 22nd, 1945, Adolf Hitler, learning from one of his generals that no German defense was offered to the Russian assault at Eberswalde, admits to all in his underground bunker that the war has been lost, and that suicide is the only recourse. Almost as confirmation of Hitler's assessment, a Soviet mechanized corps reaches Truenbritzen, 40 miles southwest of Berlin, liberates a POW camp, and releases, among others, the Norwegian commander-in-chief Otto Ruge. Hitler and his consort, Eva Braun, would go on to kill themselves in order to avoid capture and prosecution for war crimes. And that's the way it was on this day in America's 250th year of 250 years of our history.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up on 820, if you want to join us, you can. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We've got lines open, and we've been talking about a number of local issues, including Haven Shoemaker. Carroll County State's Attorney says Maryland is a lost cause, and he's leaving. He's getting out of Dodge. Is that the right tack to take, or should we stay and fight? I understand if you're making a living on a fixed income and you're retired, you might feel the need. I'm getting a lot, tons of emails and texts and other messages here this morning saying that he's right. Maryland is a lost cause. Very few agreeing that it's worth staying here and fighting for. Let me throw something out there for you. If you're 62 years of age or older and you've still got a payment going out every month tied to your home, a mortgage, a line of credit, whatever it is, at some point you've got to ask yourself, what would your monthly budget look like without that payment? Because you may be able to get rid of it for good. A reverse mortgage can pay that mortgage or line of credit off and eliminate that monthly payment. You stay in your home. You keep ownership of your home. And now I know people hear reverse mortgage right away. They think that's not for me. They don't want to even look into it. And they just keep dealing with that monthly payment month after month after month. And all I have to tell you is that if you're 62 years of age or older and you've had a mortgage payment for a long time, it's worth finding out what it might look like without it. And there's nobody better to call you speak directly with Mark McVeary. He's the reverse mortgage answer man. He will tell exactly how your situation, what it looks like. And he does it in plain English, not in bank speak or government speak or whatever. So I would recommend you call Mark because he's been able to help a lot of Marylanders. Not everybody, but a lot. 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just an example of one of the many texts that I've received. Maryland is a lost cause. This is from Mark. Because I'm 50, I've lived here my entire life. My family has lived here for generations, have built buildings that are still around, have farmed land in all parts of the state. Two of my family farms have recently been sold, and the cousins have moved to different states. Most of my family has moved out of the state. My mom still has our family home in Carroll County, but she has bought a house in Delaware. I told her to sell that property and permanently move to Delaware. It's too expensive. I will move out as soon as I can retire. It breaks my heart. My roots are here. I love living on the Eastern Shore, but it doesn't make sense to live here and spend this amount of money and have less to show for it. But we're seeing this happen in California and other states. People are fleeing a progressive Marxist rule and going to what are now being known as the free states. Maryland once was a free state, but now it's a fee state. 823, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Yep, looking live, Harford County right here, Route 22, Churchville Road at Shucks Road. There's an accident there. It's coming in towards Bel Air from Churchville. A couple of vehicles are involved in the intersection. There's room to get by, but under the direction of the police at the scene. And I'm sure there's at least a brief delay on the westbound side because you have to go around the accident scene. So be prepared for that. Pretty busy intersection this time of the morning in Harford County. City police still working on the wreck. Liberty Heights Avenue at Druid Park Drive. All the morning delays are still out there on the Beltway, and both the tunnels are still backed up with heavy delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. Light rain showers possible, mild, highs in the low 70s. Right now 52 and cloudy in Forest Hill, and it is 53 in downtown Baltimore. Well, the other thing, by the way, the governor has issued a statement on the Empower Maryland program. This is through his spokesperson, Omar Musa. Quote, Empower Maryland, the state's energy efficiency program that provides tremendous savings to residents, is funded by ratepayer surcharges, which means the same standard applies to every program dollar. Allegations that those funds may have been misused are serious and deserve to be taken seriously, end of quote. Yeah, well, fraud is an ongoing issue in California and Minnesota. I think Maryland also has got lots of fraud. I would bet if Nick Shirley came here, it would be a treasure trove of fraud. And maybe I'm trying to get a hold of him and see if he'll come on the air and see what he can do here. But he's so busy in California right now. It really is. That is just the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Wish I had better news for you on Maryland's energy crisis, but this story of this morning's Baltimore Sun. Electricity prices are expected to rise across the region this summer as the nation's largest power grid struggles to keep pace with surging demand driven largely by the data centers. Okay? This is, you've got PJM, which is the grid operator serving 67 million people across Maryland, 12 other states. There is a growing mismatch between rapidly increasing electricity demand and the slower pipeline of new power supply. We're seeing pressures here in Maryland, Frederick, Prince George's, and Baltimore counties. State regulators and utilities, such as BGE, Pepco, and others, are having to account for the rising wholesale costs. This is largely being driven by demand from data centers. A single data center can consume as much power as the entire city of Baltimore. Think about that for just a second. And people always say, well, it'll bring jobs. No, they don't. They don't bring jobs. Data centers are largely nothing more than server farms. massive amounts of the computer equipment, electronic devices, etc., water-driven cooling units. So they suck up two things. Data centers suck up water, and they suck up electricity. And that's a concern among many in other states as well. Ohio is having this battle right now. That one data center demand alone can account for $6.5 billion, or roughly 40% of BJM's total capacity cost in the most recent auction year. 40%. Data centers forecast more than $21 billion in cost. That's 45% of PJM's regional total. Energy costs in Maryland alone have increased by 44% in the last 6 years. And nearly 75% of Marylanders indicating they are at least somewhat concerned about paying their monthly utility bill. I have said repeatedly, this is the Democrat Achilles heel. Their policies, their agenda, their climate change alarmism and Green New Deal here in Maryland, Climate Control Act of 2022, and Governor Moore with his wanting to get rid of a war on fossil fuels, wanting to get rid of gas-powered cars. No more cars can be sold in 2035 in 9 years. So this is what we're looking at. And while this year PJM is saying it looks like we'll be okay, it looks like maybe we'll be able to meet the demand for this upcoming hot and humid summer, all bets are off for 2027, especially wintertime. PJM is now warning it could face capacity shortages as early as 2027. And listen to the numbers now. They need about 32 gigawatts of new data center demand by the end of this decade. They expect only 6 to 12 gigs of new power supply to become available. That's 20 to 26 gigs short. What does that mean? And who's going to get the priority? Do the data centers get the priority when it comes to supply? And the residents will be blacked out or have rolling blackouts or brownouts? Or will the data centers get the brownouts? Well, they do that. That's going to impact their business. And I'm telling you, it's a mess. This Utility Relief Act that just passed is a joke. It is a joke to think that we're going to get $12.50 off our monthly payment when we're going to watch electricity prices. I guarantee you they're going to be going up way beyond that this summer. So whatever they gave us, it's our money anyway, whatever they let us have back will go being right out the door. And we don't have, I mean, the Republicans tried. I'll give them credit. They gave a pretty good effort here. But we'll see. Maybe it's this whistleblower thing that's going to finally at least form power. But the larger question is the data centers and how we're going to meet the growing needs of power. And again, I know that all the gubernatorial candidates have ideas. We've had them on to discuss their ideas, and we'll get more specific as we go down the pike here. But this is a pressing concern. Are we going to be able to have energy? And are we going to be able to afford it? Those are the two big questions. 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Brought to you by Audiology Associates. A Baltimore man is facing drug and firearm charges after fleeing from an Anne Arundel County police stop. Detectives pulled over a vehicle on Solly Road late Monday night, but as they approached, the driver fled and crashed a short distance away. Detectives say when they arrived at the scene of the crash, they saw the suspect hiding items under a parked vehicle, and a further search led to cocaine, crack, marijuana, PCP, packaging materials, a loaded 9mm gun, and additional ammunition. Ryan Hazel was taken into custody and charged. And the Stony River Steakhouse and Grill is closing its restaurant at the Towson Town Center. According to a notice filed with the Maryland Department of Labor, the restaurant will shut its doors on June 26, impacting 68 employees. Stony River's departure follows the Apple Store announcing that it will close in June, citing the departure of several retailers and declining conditions at the mall. Other businesses that have left the mall include Madewell, Banana Republic, Tommy Bahama, and Wackenfuss Candies. The U.S. Naval Academy says the Blue Angels Precision Flight Team will be a part of this year's Commissioning Week events. The Commissioning Week activities will take place from May 17th through the 22nd, and Navy Blue Angels Flight Rehearsal will take place at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May 19th. The Blue Angels flight demonstration is set for 2 p.m. on Wednesday, May 20th. There will be some parking restrictions in place around Annapolis, and the city advises spectators to plan for heavy traffic and full garages. The Blue Angels will also fly over Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. It's 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident in Harford County is still there at Route 22 at Shucks Road. So if you're coming into Bel Air from Churchville, that's the reason for a little bit of a backup there on the westbound side. The cleanup is still underway, and there is some road blockage through the intersection, kind of alternating traffic there on the eastbound side. There's a new wreck also from Baltimore County, Manor Road, just off of Sweet Air Road. Again, a couple of vehicles are involved. There might be a medic unit there. City police had the wreck on the northwest side at Liberty Heights Avenue and Druid Park Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with some light rain showers early. After that, it's going to be much milder this afternoon with highs close to 70. Tonight, partly cloudy and milder with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. We've got sunshine on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, daytime baseball for you today at the K, as they like to call it in Kansas City. O's and Royals at 2:10 p.m. And this is getaway day for the Birds, and they'd like to get away as far as possible from last night's result.
Here comes Garcia. Nobody's covering home. The Royals win.
Wow.
On a wild pitch.
Ryan Lefebvre had the call on Royals TV as KC snaps an eight-game slide on a walk-off wild pitch delivered by Ryan Helsley, manager Albernez, after the game.
Obviously very uncharacteristic of Helsley. It was tough to watch. He still competed, you know. It was tough. He just didn't have the feel for pretty much anything today.
Home runs for Baltimore in the game include Kobe Mayo, a three-run shot. Adley Rutschman, in his return from the IL, a two-run shot, both their first of the year. Chris Bassitt takes the ball for Baltimore today, still looking for that first Orioles win. ERA stands at 6.19. Elsewhere in baseball, don't look now, but there's a new Japanese superstar lighting it up in the MLB.
This one is legit.
John Schifrin had the call on the Chicago Sports Network. That was a monster shot by Murakami, and he is something to watch. The Japanese slugger holds the Nippon Professional Baseball League single-season home run record for a Japanese player with 56, breaking the previous record of 55 set by Satoru Oh in 1964. Scary moment last night in the NBA playoffs. Spurs hosting the Blazers.
Wemby thought about walking into one as well. Moving on, Holiday trying to pull the chair, get out of the way. Wembanyama to the deck. Foul on Holiday.
And I think he did pull the chair, too. It looked like Wemby might have been a little bit out of control there.
Victor takes a moment. Not sure if his face hit first.
His face did hit first on the chin. He blacked out momentarily when Bignano, with a hard fall, left the game, did not return. Now in concussion protocol, he can't play or practice for the next 48 hours. Blazers beat the Spurs last night, 106-103. Series is tied at 1, Game 3 Friday night in Portland. And finally, Dan Patrick releasing some apparently sensitive information on his show the other day regarding an upcoming NFL Super Bowl.
I was informed by a source on Saturday that it is signed and ready to go, in his opinion, that Nashville is getting the 2030 Super Bowl. I haven't seen any reports on this. This is what I was told on Saturday.
So that's the 2030 Super Bowl. This coming season, it'll be in Los Angeles, next year in Atlanta, and the following year in Las Vegas. The time now is 8:37. When we return, changes coming to the Preakness.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
So I heard you talking a little bit about it earlier in the 8 o'clock hour. This is really about TV and negotiating rights. The Churchill Downs Corporation has bought the licensing rights from the Preakness from the Stronach Group, from the Maryland Jockey Club, actually, that owns it, and they are licensing it back to the Maryland Jockey Club. And the reason why they're doing that now is for negotiating power in terms of broadcasting the race. The race is still going to be held in Baltimore, although this year it's not going to be at Pimlico,
it'll
be at Laurel.
Right.
But here's the upshot, though. This race could be coming to streaming. Netflix and Amazon are going to be bidding for it, and it's not a sure thing that NBC will have it, as they have for like the last 30 or 40 years.
So what you're saying is this is strictly the licensing rights, and it's not the rights to the actual race itself?
Correct. It's the licensing rights. So in other words, you know, the Jockey Club's still going to run it. It's still going to be in Baltimore. Baltimore fans are still going to come. It's all that stuff. It's about the rights to the race itself, okay, which Churchill Downs has bought for, I think, $85 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And now they can go out and negotiate TV contracts and all the other things that come with the business side of it.
All right, so that means that, but is that something that, is that a flat buyout, or does every year do the folks have to, we have to pay for Churchill Downs for this?
Yeah, every year we're going to have to pay Churchill Downs for the rights to buy back, you know, the licensing deal. So in other words, they're going to issue us the right to produce the race, but they're going to negotiate the business contracts behind the race.
Is there anything that guarantees that the Preakness remains in Maryland?
They have no, right now, Churchill Downs has no intention of moving the race.
Right. Well, so now I would get that, but I'm more concerned about the future.
I haven't seen the contract,
okay,
to be honest with you. Right. I don't think it's moving from Baltimore.
Okay. I hope not. I hope not, but you never know. These things happen.
I don't want it to go to Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Actually, Amazon's the worst. Well, Netflix is decent. Although the last thing they had on Netflix was a little sketchy and jumpy as well.
Yeah. Netflix was. You know what Amazon did? If I have just 1 second, they started charging my credit card $5.29, and I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And it was happening every month.
Right.
Okay. So finally, and I'm terrible when it comes to getting on the phone with people like this. Like
right.
you know. Waiting for the prompts and everything. Finally, my wife did it, okay, and she found out that Amazon was charging us, not on our permission, $5.29 for the ad-free Amazon Prime. Like, it had changed.
Okay.
Like, it was ad-free all the time. And then all of a sudden, we didn't know it, but they made a change saying, if you want ad-free from now on, it's another $5.29. If you don't want ad-free,
right.
then you can... Right. So we called them, and they said, well, we're charging you for ad-free. And we don't even watch it.
Normally, they will send you an email or text, probably an email if you have an email address, and they will tell you that change is coming.
I probably deleted it.
Yeah, you probably did.
Okay.
Or went to spam. You may want to check.
Okay.
In the future. All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate
You're
it,
welcome.
Gary. 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Critics are warning that the mayor's office growth would be larger than Governor Moore's as the Baltimore needs are piling up. Mayor Scott, if approved, He wants 16 additional positions in his office. It would be 134 employees, up from 39 10 years ago. And the mayor's budget would rise to $29 million. Two other cities that are comparable, Portland and Pittsburgh, pale in comparison. I mean, they have like one-third, one-quarter of the employees, and they're getting everything done for under $5 million a year. So why does Baltimore's mayor need such a large staff and such a big budget? And City Councilwoman Mark Conway says this is a red flag.
It is definitely some cause for thought. That's definitely a red flag for me.
Councilman Yitzi Schleifer saying, look at the timing of this is a little bit curious.
We're seeing about a $4.5 million increase, 16 new positions in the mayor's office, when we're at a time when, you know, homeowners are struggling to make ends meet.
Yeah, especially homeowners in Baltimore City. One councilman, James Torrance, says, hey, this is a good idea. Give it a chance.
There's an explanation for it. Most of us have seen what the innovation can come out of adding those people who are able to go into an agency, evaluate where their processes are, and work with them to improve it.
You know, there's a lot of ways you can describe Mayor Scott's administration, and but innovation doesn't really come to mind. It doesn't leap out at you like, oh, my God, what an innovative mayor. Meanwhile, Conway says he'll give the mayor an opportunity to make his case.
I will give the mayor an opportunity to make his case for why he thinks this is necessary, as always. But until I kind of have that back and forth with him, I don't want to say yay or nay.
But this is more of the same. Why would the mayor of Baltimore need a larger budget and a larger staff to run his office than the governor of the entire state of Maryland? That's first and foremost. And again, we also, this mayor has an issue with transparency. Safe Street, Sidestep, you name it. And I'm just wondering if we're going to get the full picture of this. And no wonder he's fighting the Inspector General, Isabel Cumming, every step of the way. It's 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway's still jammed up. It's still 795 down through Frederick Road. The inner loop to Green Spring gets better after the JFX and then over towards 83. And the Parkville side has improved somewhat. It was Bel Air Road earlier. It's now Putty Hill, Hartford Road, around through Providence Road and over towards Delaney Valley Road. There's some slowing still with us at both the harbor tunnels, and this is not going anywhere anytime soon. Very heavy traffic, and we're still more than a 20-minute backup, both on 95 and 895. A couple of accidents are still working in Bel Air at Route 22 at Shucks Road. They're on Manor Road near Sweet Air Road, and the construction delays Hartford County. They block a lane, 95 northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, light rain showers possible, mild low 70s tonight, low 50s for the low, and then tomorrow and Friday looking to be pretty nice sunshine, mid to upper 70s. It's 54 and cloudy in the city, 55 in Glen Burnie, and time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance. A utility worker in Phoenix is a hero after rescuing a toddler just seconds before the child ran into traffic. The hero's name is Robert Butler. He spotted the child running alone towards a busy intersection, so he pulled over, was able to grab the toddler before it was too late. Here's Robert.
Thinking back on it now, I'm not sure if it was God or something, you know, was divine intervention. I don't know. But there was something that day that was off the normal that just put me at that, I guess, the right place at the right time. Just think about, like, when I get home and my son's happy to see me. Just thinking that that little boy can be happy to see his parents or whoever.
He said that when he left his car, he could hear a woman screaming. Apparently, it was the child's mother. She quickly claimed her child and just took off. Didn't even say thank you. Just grabbed the child and ran away. But thank goodness he was there to save the day. And that's our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade your home, the wait is over. Town Appliance in Owings Mills is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking Black Friday savings in the middle of spring. Choose from over 70 top-tier brands, including Frigidaire and Electrolux. Stop in and let Mayor and Mayor find the perfect fit for your kitchen and your budget with flexible financing. They're open every day but Saturday. Visit townappliance.com today for hours and more information.
WCBM Baltimore.
8:46, let's go to the phones here. Chuck's in Baltimore. Good morning, Chuck.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you for asking.
Great show, and thank you as always. I'll tell you, this could just be a rumor, and I'm not making an accusation, but months ago, I was in a business establishment, and there was a person that worked there, and there was a group of people talking about money, the mayor, the governor's office. And this person actually said that they were a member of Scott's family, a blood family member. And we started talking about the dirt bikers. Well, that's where that money went. What are you talking about? Well, they wanted to hire this person, family member, on the staff. Turned it down, refused it, didn't want it. Like I said, this was just someone just talking and mentioned it, and this person said, remember the field or whatever it was supposed to be that was going to be built for the dirt bikers? That was canceled. Oh, really? Yep, and the money went to hiring 13 new staff members within the past, I guess, few years. Somebody could look it up. And this person said they were all family members, and this person didn't want nothing to do with it.
Family members of the mayor?
That's what this person stated openly in a business establishment. There was about five of us there just talking about money, city.
That would be fairly easy to confirm or whatnot. But look, nepotism is not new. Patronage is not new. It's been going on in Baltimore City for a long, long time. Sure. But this is, I mean, going back to the days of Mimi DiPietro.
Oh my God! Yeah.
I mean, we all knew it, but and now it's just I mean, the shoe's on the other foot now, and it's it's the other side trying to take advantage of it.
It's flourishing, and like I say, it's always going on since the beginning of time. But this person actually did state that, said that's where the money went, not to the dirt biker field. So this new whatever they're going to hire. Probably the same thing, but thank you.
All right, Chuck, thanks for that story. Let's go to Herb in Baltimore. Good morning, Herb.
Hi. You were asking about where the money, why he has to have all these people on his staff. You think about it. He's never actually managed any business, any real business in his life. He's only been in politics. He was in the city council, and now he's the mayor. And his big claim to fame is that he's from the hood or he understands the hood. Tell me what the hood has done for Baltimore City. What money comes from the hood that finances the Baltimore City or finances all these people that are in there? All they do from the hood is cost the city money most of the time. The big problem that I see with this is that he has to have people in there in technical spots because he knows absolutely nothing and he doesn't know how to manage anything. And he doesn't want to take any criticism for all of the harm that he's done to the city and is doing to the city, but he wants to take credit for any little thing that happens. And the thing with the bikers, the motorcycle kids that are running around here, they should arrest every single one of them. And if they're on a bike that's been stolen, they should arrest them for grand larceny as well.
I mean, yeah, well, if they're breaking the law, they should be cited, and their bike should be seized as contraband.
That's what I mean.
But back to Mayor Scott for just a second. Your premise, I think, is interesting, and I think you might have a fair assessment there. But 10 years ago, it was 39 people. He didn't know anything 10 years ago. He only had 39 people in his office. Why has he added 100 positions in 10 years?
Because he knows even less. Because he didn't learn anything, and he doesn't know anything. He doesn't understand what a city is about. You know, the heart of a city, the thing that makes city work, isn't actually the people. The people will come if you have a good industry and you have good business. You have to have an industry here. What do we have still? I mean, when Mayor Schaefer was in office, Mayor Schaefer used to go all over the world to bring business to Bethlehem Steel,
right,
and to the port and different places and help develop the Inner Harbor. And what would you hear all the time from people? Well, what are you going to do for the poor people? Well, first off, we have to bring the industry here so the poor people have a job, so you get off the dole and quit sitting on your butt collecting money from all the people who are actually working.
And back then there was a business-friendly environment when Schaefer was the mayor. Now, not so much. Herb got a run, but listen, thanks. Great call. Appreciate that. 851. Wrap things up in just a moment here on KCN Company.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Everywhere you go, we're always with you. I'll be there for you. Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
8:53 in the last traffic report of the morning. Once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, both the tunnels are still backed up. They're making a little progress now, so I think we're right in the range of maybe 15 to 20 minutes, where before we were 20 to 25. We're moving. Everybody's open. 895, two lanes southbound. Four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Going to take a little while longer. The Beltway still has some slow spots as well on the Parkville side through Pikesville and down the west side. There are a few scattered rain showers now locally. The more steady rain is still out in the western part of the state. 95 northbound, if you're traveling into Harford County, construction delays northbound, 76-mile marker at the ramp area and the bridge at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, cloudy today. I'm sorry, Wednesday. Light rain showers possible. More mild today. Highs will be in the low 70s. Low 50s for tonight, and then Thursday and Friday going to be nice, sunny, mid to upper 70s, and then cooling down Saturday, Sunday with a chance of rain on Sunday. Don't forget, Pints and Politics, it's tomorrow night, 5 to 7 p.m., Michael's Cafe, York Road in Timonium, yours truly, along with Delegate Nino Mangione, my special guest, as he was last year. We had a nice crowd, good sellout crowd. It's an opportunity for you to come on out in a casual conversation. We're going to talk about a lot of national political issues, second year of Trump's second term, the latest on the Iran peace talks, the Save America Act, you name it, what happened in Virginia last night. Of course, the Delegate Mangione will give his wrap-up of what happened at the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Tickets are just $25 each and include light hors d'oeuvres, a souvenir WCBM pint glass, cash bars available. Get your tickets today, WCBM.com. Don't wait and get shut out the last second. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. And again, I did tease this earlier. I want to make sure we delivered on it. Alan Dershowitz, the very liberal Jewish professor and lawyer, announced yesterday in the Wall Street Journal he is leaving the Democrat Party and becoming a Republican. He writes, the Democrat Party has become the most anti-Israel party in U.S. history. Last week, all but seven Senate Democrats voted for an arms embargo against the Jewish state, and an avowed enemy of Israel, Abdul al-Sayed, is gaining ground in the Democrat campaign for U.S. Senator in Michigan. I believe the Democrat Party's hostility to Israel represents a deeper and more dangerous shift away from the center and toward a radical approach that is bad for America and the free world. So I intend to work hard to prevent the Democrats from gaining control of the House and Senate. And I urge those who share my concerns about the increasing influence of radicalism in the Democratic Party to vote, campaign, and contribute for continued Republican control of Congress. I will contribute money to Republican candidates, campaign for them, make speeches at Republican events, and urge pro-Israel Americans to change party affiliation or at least vote against Democrats. Until something changes, I will vote Republican for representative, for senator, and for president. I've given up on trying to change the Democratic Party. My main goal is to send a message that many traditional Democrat voters can't accept what it is becoming, a replica of left-wing European parties that are hurting their countries. Again, he always sort of had kind of a lot of common sense. He was more of a moderate Democrat, a liberal on issues, but moderate on. But that's a big shift. Wonder if he'll have any a ripple effect or not. Dave is in Westminster. Gets the last word on: are you staying or are you leaving, Dan? Dave, I'm sorry. Dave, you there? Nope. Dave could not hang with us. He said he was leaving due to the cost of living. I have to tell you that. Not that I'm shocked, but I am a little bit surprised that, and this is just, it's not a scientific poll, but it is a little bit disconcerting that the majority that called the program this morning, that texted, that emailed, said it's Maryland is done, that it is basically, it's over. And that was led by Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker, who said it's just a loss, and he's leaving. And that's how most of our listeners agree with that. Robert writes something interesting. He said, good morning, everyone. I think that this is a great question. Is Maryland worth saving and fighting for? If the trend was an increased membership in the Democrat Party nationwide, I might say yes. But that's not the case. I believe two states have recently flipped red. Pennsylvania is on the verge of flipping red. I think it'll take some time, but I think it's absolutely worth saving. Have a great day. Well, you know, look, I think he makes a really good point there. If the country is worth saving, it starts in your own jurisdiction, in your town, in your county, in your state. And eventually, if we all leave the blue states and scurry to red states, and look, I understand I'm not faulting you if you do that from a financial standpoint. If you're living on a fixed income, you've been fighting this fight your entire life, and now it's time to retire. I get that. I'm not casting blame or fault. But I do think that we need to recruit younger folks into the cause, into the party, to help carry the torch. Because if not, this is how communism crept in the Soviet Union, in China, in Cuba, and again, we've seen what's happened since then. We don't want to see it happen here. It's starting to creep in some of our blue cities, New York being one of them. We have a socialist mayor in Portland. We have progressive mayor in Baltimore, progressive governor. So you have to stand up and fight these people tooth and nail every step of the way. And I hope you'll join us in that fight, and you'll be with us as we try to save our state for the future. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next. Till tomorrow, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.